You know what? I'll see you later, man.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeehaw! And we're live.
Yes.
Dude, what a fucking crazy weekend, huh?
What the hell?
Watch those three title fights. That was like, it was really funny because we were talking about this and you were like, this is probably one of the best cards ever, but we have a high likelihood of all decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, was I wrong. Goddamn, was I wrong. I make some good picks, but every now and then I looked at the matchup and I'm like, everyone's so close.
Yeah.
In competition and skill-wise, I was like, we're going to get a lot of decisions, which I don't mind. And then as we're watching, I'm glad I was wrong. As we're watching, I'm like, holy shit, best UFC card ever.
I don't know what was the most surprising outcome, too. It's like, did you just crack yourself?
Yeah.
Did you just hit the antlers? You all right?
Jamie SCG.
Jamie just ran. I told you that was a bad idea to put that thing there.
All right, I'll remember eventually.
All right, we're going to put a red light. We got an elk antler right over near where Jamie has to
walk
past.
He's hit it twice.
He's whacked his head. It's the hat with the brim, like the brim
block. It hasn't been there forever, and I'm not there. And
right, I'll spatial get awareness. You get used to the space.
Fuck, man.
So I think maybe one of the most impressive things or confusing or unexpected was how fucking good GSP looked. The dude's gone for 4 years. Comes back and immediately I see him moving around and popping the jab and I'm like, Jesus Christ, he looks like GSP.
Everyone's like, oh, here's Shaw the hater. No, I wasn't that in love with GSP's performance.
You weren't?
I thought he looked good. I thought he looked heavy. I didn't think he looked as, you know, obviously he put on some pounds.
He was thick.
He was thick, like Three Musketeer thick. Yeah. I thought he put on some pounds and his cardio wasn't that great. And he had cardio for days before.
Yeah, he definitely was suffering a little bit because of that. And also, it has to be a big factor, 4 years off, just the nerves and all the jazz.
Huge factor.
And the struggle to hold Bisping down. Bisping's fucking hard. And, you know, honestly, taking him down was one of the worst things that could have happened. He got cut the fuck up.
Bisping
from the
didn't work down there. Yeah. And what I was worried if it went to decision, I thought Bisping's actually winning, even though GSP got him down for that portion. If the hopefully the judges see that Bisping's doing the damage down there.
Oh, for sure.
That should count in their eyes.
I agree 100%. The only time that's ever really counted, though, in a fight is Kevin Randleman versus Boss Rutten. Remember? Mm-hmm. Kevin Randleman took Boss Rutten down, but Boss Rutten was beating the shit out of him from the bottom, and Randleman didn't do anything. But a lot of people were super outraged after that decision. You know, that was a weird one because most of the fight was spent with Boss on the bottom and Randleman on top.
That's old school. I think GSP obviously looked great, passed the test. I always look what's next. I thought Bisping was super hesitant because for this reason, they trained earlier, right? They trained in 2008, and I guess 2006, so a while ago. I guess GSP just kind of mopped the floor with him, like kind of did whatever he wanted. So then I think GSP's camp and their thinking was, all right, middleweight's really not where we should be at, but Bisping's kind of easy pickings for us. We might as well go get the belt from him if we're going to do this big comeback. So I think he thought it was a good matchup, and I think because they trained prior, that wasn't normal Bisping. Bisping pushes the pace. I think he was so worried about the takedown, rightfully so. I don't think that Bisping didn't look great to me either.
No, he looked very
super hesitant
stiff.
And stiff, and he looked like, you know, Father Time was like, yo, man, tonight's your night.
I don't think it was a Father Time thing. I think it was in the back of his mind. I mean, he was very openly admitting that GSP dominated those training sessions that they had in 2006. And he was saying, look, I'm much better than I was back then, which I'm sure he is, but you can only get so much better.
It's also a mental thing.
Yeah.
Like, damn, when he did that and he's impossible to get off. So
yeah.
I think he was very reserved. But I thought after 4 years, hell yeah, George looked good. Did George look good enough to beat like a Whitaker or Yoel Romero? Probably not. Not to hate on what's going on right now because the epic night. I just look at the real middleweights, meaning Whitaker, Yoel, Luke Rockhold.
Yeah,
and with those cardio problems, I was like, this was a fun one. And you're crazy if you think he's gonna fight again at 85. That ain't happening.
I don't think so either.
I can promise you that's not happening.
I think he drops right back down to 170.
He's fighting Woodley next.
Yeah, when I was thinking about him fighting, and Woodley's no fucking picnic. That
that's not a cakewalk.
That ain't a good time.
Matchup-wise, it's very tough for GSP.
But, you know, Woodley's been dealing with a shoulder injury. He hurt his shoulder pretty bad in that fight, early in the Thompson fight. And so what he does about that is what's up in the air. if he chooses to have surgery. I believe he has, I don't know if he's talked about it, but I think he has a labrum tear. So the question is, what he decides to do about that.
I heard him say about Colby Covington, we should talk about him. He's killing me lately, but
yeah, but
in
I
a
mean,
good way. But he was saying, he goes, yeah, my shoulder's messed up, but it's good enough where I could whoop Colby's ass. Now, right. Is it good enough to whoop GSP? Probably not. But Whitaker's out, too.
Yeah.
Whitaker's
almost back.
If they do another intern belt at welterweight, I'm going to bust. I'm going to freak out. If there's more intern belts, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
If they do it, who would they do?
Well, if Woodley has to do surgery, and then GSP's like, nah, I'm not
fighting. Versus Covington?
Oh, my God. Or GSP versus someone down there.
GSP versus someone would get a lot of prep. This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation, which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits, too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and, of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy two, get one free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan.
Yep.
They think they got over 1 million pay-per-view buys Saturday night.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I thought it was going to do around 700s.
They might have got 1 million just from Canada. They said Canada was tracking higher than the pay-per-view for Mayweather versus McGregor.
Really?
Yeah.
Canada, come on.
Canada's crazy for GSP, bro.
Love him some GSP.
I mean, he won Athlete of the Year back when the UFC was like not nearly as popular.
It's true. He's
pre-Ronda and pre-Connor. He won Athlete of the Year
well,
in Canada.
Well, now, obviously, there's the Conor McGregor effect, but there's no one in the UFC can go to Canada and sell out the Bell Center, you know, Giant Toronto. Now you can do that. His next fight, you can go up there and do that.
Oh, my God. His next fight? Now he's the middleweight champion of the world? Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
You know, in his contract, and Dana said this, but contracts are like pinky swears in the UFC. They're kind of like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, in his contract, he said this, and it's in his contract, he has to defend the middleweight title. But again, I don't think it's going to happen. Because you hear if Freddie Roach talked about how 85 is not where he wants to be at when they asked him what's next. And then also remember, all this adds up. It's easy to figure out. You don't have to be fucking Sherlock Holmes. Whitaker was cage side. If that fight was next, the way you rip your promo is bring Whitaker into the cage. They're like, nah, son, you're good. You sit there. You ain't coming in here. We don't need that right now.
Sober October's over.
It's definitely over.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Whitaker, I'm sure, would want that fight. But
hell yeah, he'd want that fight.
I don't think GSP was ever really considering it.
No, I don't. It's just not a possibility.
I think GSP.
Woodley's next.
But, yeah. But with Woodley injured, here's the real crazy question. If Connor defends against Tony, and that's a big fight.
Which I heard is in March. That's the rumors.
What do you think about GSP? Versus Connor.
I know, right? What? I'm whispering because it's crazy. A lot of things have to happen in order for that to line up. So Connor
GSP
would have
to
beat Tony.
A shitload of weight.
Which I think he's down to do.
He was a gorilla. When I interviewed him at the weigh-ins and I put my arm on him, I was like,
he's too
what
thick
in the
though.
Fuck, dude? He's giant
yeah,
now.
But it's too much. It was just too much. It was like
huge.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
he's way bigger. Like he looked like 200 plus pounds when he got into
his frame's so much bigger than Connor.
Yes.
But just the magnitude of that fight, they do it at a catch weight. That's a super fight. When we talk about super fights, now that's a motherfucking super fight.
It would have to be at 170. But if they did do it at 170,
Connor would have to get through Tony. Yeah. GSP's going to have to beat Woodley, and then you get an end of next year. There's a lot that has to line up. Because Connor beating
a big if.
Tony's
beating Woodley's a giant
but
if.
Even if he doesn't, it's still a super fight, right?
If he loses by devastating knockout, it's not a super fight.
Yeah,
you're probably
to see
not going
to
see GSP again. You know, the thing about Woodley is if Woodley wins, you're probably going to the hospital.
Unless your name's Wonder Boy, and then you're probably going to sleep on the couch as a fan.
Well, Wonder Boy fight at least went to decision, but there was moments in that fight where it looked like Wonder Boy was going out.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Woodley puts people, excuse me, Woodley puts people to sleep. I mean, he hits fucking hard. But here's the question, like, what? How much damage has been done to his shoulder? And what needs to be, I mean, it's a labrum tear, whatever sort of a tear it is. Can it be fixed with stem cells? Can it be fixed with rehab? Or is it damaged to the point where he's going to need surgery? Because if he does, he's likely out a year. That's what Kane had. Kane had labrum surgery.
Correct.
He was out for a year.
That's a rough one, too, to
it's
come
a rough
back
one.
From.
Yeah, it's not. It's not an easy road back, and especially, excuse me, if you're someone who has that wild punching style like Woodley, think about how much fucking torque that guy puts in his punches. And he might be the heaviest hitter in the history of the 170-pound division. You watch that fight with Josh Koscheck, or watch that fight with Jay Heron. Dude, he hits.
When Anthony Johnson was cutting to 70, he begs to differ.
That's different.
He had no business being down there.
Yeah.
But I hear you, especially right now.
You know, he's talking about coming back as a heavyweight.
I know, and which is good because that division needs him.
It does need him, but why is he? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Like, he said he didn't want to fight anymore. Like, he's like, he's done.
Well, you know, he thought he was done. He thought that's the life he wants. Then when you're there, you're like, oh, this sucks. Oh, wait, I feel actually pretty good. I can go to heavyweight and not cut all that weight.
I wonder.
And the division's slim.
But how much weight is he really cutting at 205?
Probably 30 pounds. He is.
You think he walks
thick.
Around at 235?
Hell
really?
Yeah.
Oh
that boy
God,
is
so crazy.
He's a freak, man.
That's so much weight.
So much weight. He's an absolute freak. Someone made a good point. It was either you or DC, who, by the way, my MVP, everyone tore it up at Madison Square Garden. DC is stealing my heart, man, as
he's
a commentator.
Great.
That motherfucker
he's
is good. He's bringing some personality to it.
Yeah, he's himself.
Yes.
He's himself.
Yes. Yeah. Like in Brazil, he got a little too excited in the cage, yeah. But he's great, man.
Dillashaw, Killashaw, Thrillashaw.
Yeah, he's
when
great.
He's, doing
he's like, ah,
he's
I can't
himself.
Talk right now. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
When Rose won and he starts yelling out, Thug Rose!
Yes,
Thug
I want
Rose!
That.
I want that, too.
That's what
that's
I want.
Yes.
Everyone doing it, take notes. Be yourself. DC's not being fake.
Yeah, but
he's living in
the
moment.
DC is fucking hilarious.
Yes.
DC has one of the best personalities ever. When you're hanging around him, like outside of commentary, outside of the fight, people don't know him. And it's a goddamn shame that people boo him. They
right?
should love that guy.
They should love him.
His personality is amazing. So when he's himself, that himself is great. Like me and him are always... Excuse me. Goddamn weed. Me and him are always laughing and slapping each other on
he's
the back.
He's awesome.
Crying, laughing.
Yeah.
He's the best,
he grew
man.
Up in locker room, so he's going to know that chit-chat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He knows the vibe.
It's a funny
and he's
dude.
Smart.
He knows a shitload about wrestling, too. What an asset he is whenever there's some sort of a takedown attempt or when someone's doing something wrong and he can explain it.
That's the
you know?
That's the future, man. And he's good at it and wants to do it.
Yeah, he's great, man. He's great. But the Thug Rose one was my favorite.
He's hilarious.
He's just being himself.
But
you know?
It was either him... or you that made the point of, you know, you really got to give it up to Woodley for what he did to Wonder Boy when you see what Wonder
oh,
Boy
yeah.
did to
100%.
Masvidal.
What Wonder Boy does to everybody. Well,
everybody.
This is the reason why I felt it was unfair to criticize Woodley. Because if I was in Woodley's corner, I would have told him to fight the exact same fight. Like, people have said to me after the commentary, like, why didn't you say that that fight was boring? I go, because it wasn't boring. It wasn't boring to me while it was happening. It might be boring if you knew what happened and you had to watch the four rounds before, if you're not, like, really into tactics or try to figure
game
out what's
plan.
Happening. But to me, there's just dire consequences to any mistake you make against Woodley. And there's dire consequences against Wonderboy.
Really,
Wonderboy can knock you out.
I think with Woodley and the Wonderboy battle, I think they're just bad dance partners, but I also think you make one mistake against Wonderboy, especially, you know, Woodley being shorter, you're in a lot of fucking trouble. And he knew that.
Yeah.
Now, to me, the fight wasn't great. They weren't great. That last one wasn't great, but there were times when it was good. But I think the way Woodley dealt with it and kind of figured it out, and you said this on the commentary, on the broadcast, where that might be the only way to beat Wonderboy.
Yep.
That's it. It's not going to be an exciting fight. It's not going to be great. And Woodley figured that out. Now, when you go to the Maya fight, it's like, all right, God damn it. You know, mm-hmm. when you go over there, then it's another thing. But again,
well, the Maya fight, though, if he did hurt his shoulder early in the fight, think about dealing with a guy who's one of the best fucking
nightmare.
Grapplers ever.
Nightmare.
Ever.
Nightmare.
And being in a position where you can't use one of your arms right.
Like, nightmare.
You almost have to fight the way he fought against Maia.
You don't want to go to the ground.
And people are like, oh, you're a fucking Tyrone Woodley apologist. You're a Tyrone Woodley lover.
No, it is what it is.
You're a ball rider.
I think it just lined up for him where it's like, this is the match you're dealing with. Then you get the shoulder. He needs a guy like Colby.
Yes,
Colby Compton. And I sent you a screenshot of his. Yes. I woke up to this Twitter where Colby and
his tweet to John Jones. See if you can find it.
I told Colby. This is what I was saying on my show. I was saying, you know, people say, hey, man, let's not cross the line. I went, Colby, you listen to me right now. You find that line, you fucking run through it. Because whatever you're doing is working, man. Don't get racist, but run through that fucking line.
Well, what and he's he did doing about, it. From Brazil on, his fucking social media presence has gone through the roof. Like, and what people think of him has gone through the roof. More people are talking about him now than ever before.
He's ranked number 3.
Yeah.
He's number 3 in the world. They're talking about a title shot.
Well, he did beat the shit out of Damian Maia.
He beat the brakes off Damian Maia.
In Brazil. Wore his ass out. And it was only a 3-round fight. I mean, who knows if it was a 5-round fight, he might have got a stoppage.
He would have stopped him, yeah.
Very well might have.
Yeah, good
he's
chance.
Beating the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And Colby is, he's young, he's brash, he's fucking tough as shit. Look at this. John Jones says to George St. Pierre, hey, George St. Pierre, you've always been one of my biggest inspirations. Show the world how great you can be tonight. Praying for you. Colby Covington says, shut up, loser! Exclamation point. You're the biggest fuck up in the history of sports. Hashtag UFC 217.
Why is he going so hard in the paint at John Jones?
He doesn't care, man. He doesn't care.
But it's working because I like what Rose says. And Rose, I thought, was the biggest MVP of the night. But I like what Rose says. She's like, man, I'm sick of this fight culture where guys are just going super hard in the paint, talking shit, and not being themselves. Like, I'm a good person. Let's be nice to each other. I'm like, hell yeah, I love that shit, Rose. And then I open up my Twitter and see Colby. I'm like, but then that also makes sense. Like, I have this angel, you know what I'm saying, and demon on my shoulder. Like, yeah, Colby. No, Rose, this is nice, you know?
It all makes sense. Look, it's exciting. The shit talking is exciting. Yeah, I like when they make up afterwards. That's when I'm happy.
Yeah.
They talk plenty of shit, they fight, and then they make up.
TJ and Cody really didn't.
They're
like, I respect you. And then Cody's like, yeah, I respect them, but everything I said was true. Fuck that guy.
Well, when TJ got in his face right after the stoppage and was like touching his
face. That's what you get, though.
Screaming at him.
That, when you're dealing with a fight of that magnitude and there's that much high emotion and passion, there's going to be a little bit of that.
Yeah, but I never saw anybody do that before. I never saw anybody win by stoppage. And then when the guy gets up, just fucking out of it, TJ's in his face, screaming at the top of his lungs with his mouth touching his face. Like he was kissing him.
Like he was a baby bird.
And he was like on his tippy toes. Like
it's a great
out.
Picture, just shredded
it's fucking
too.
Amazing picture.
But again, you know, with Cody had all that ammunition just the week of like, oh, I didn't knock you out. Goo drops the video and I was like, oh fuck.
I think one of the worst things that happened for Cody is that he got that knockdown.
Because he thought he could do it again. You're saying in practice or
in the first round. Look at that. That is insane.
I mean, they're lip
Cody
to
is,
lip.
Yeah, lip to lip. They're kissing. Essentially kissing. Cody is completely out of it, right?
Yeah.
He just got knocked out cold. I wasn't sure if he was out cold, but if you watch the stoppage, he stops moving.
Mm-hmm.
He got hit a bunch of times.
It was a good stoppage.
He came right back. God, I should stop coughing, right?
I love both those guys, man.
He came right back. He got back up like pretty quickly, but I think that's conditioning and just realizing that he came too. But
he's a monster.
Look at TJ.
Look how shredded TJ is. Here?
How the fuck is he going to cut 10 more pounds to go down and fight Mighty Mouse?
Do they do it at catchweight? Do the belts really fucking matter?
They're going to do it at 125.
Do it at 120? Yeah. And TJ, when I talk to TJ, he swears he can make it. He goes all day, easily.
He might be able to. He might be able to.
Hey, Mighty Mouse, who else are you going to fight?
Well, if he gets a Mike Dolce behind him or a George Lockhart or one of those weight-cutting specialists.
TJ? Here he has someone.
He does?
He has some new guy who's a monster. That's why he looks like that right now. He has some new guy that he moved to California for.
If you get a guy who's a weight-cutting expert, I bet he could probably do it.
Oh, he'll do it for sure. He wanted to do it originally. He was already making the cut when he thought it was going to happen. He goes, it's no problem for
him. He was very disappointed in that fight. And I see his point, but I also see Mighty Mouse's point. Mighty Mouse's point is, look, what if TJ doesn't make the cut and then I lose the fight? Look, what if he doesn't make the weight and then I lose the fight to him? He's like, that's a big deal.
And I don't set the record.
Yeah, he wanted to set the record. The record was giant to him. He wanted to set the record in his weight class. So he said, look, I have one requirement. Let TJ win a fight at 125. Let him fight at 125. Let him win, and then I'll have him come over. Look at him, jacked. That's after he won. That's real, too, man. I mean, that's some raw shit.
That's some raw emotion where there how much there was so much, they're gonna fight three more times. There's so much shit talking going on, and it was so personal for these two.
Yeah. Boy, it looked bad when he got clipped. He got clipped at the end of the first round, and it looks like wow,
really bad.
Colby has a piston for a right hand. Unbelievable speed. But then he came back real quick. Like at the beginning of the second round, he looked fine.
He looked amazing.
He looked fine. Like didn't look like anything's wrong with him. And he started throwing a lot more kicks.
And did you see what TJ said? Because they were like, oh, you're going to give Cody an immediate rematch? He goes, hell no. Look at the fire I had to walk through to get back here. He goes, it doesn't work like that.
It's true.
He goes, it does not work like that. I had to fight, what, three guys? I had to wait over a year, fight three monsters?
He had to fight Lineker.
Yeah.
By the way, he fucking neutralized Lineker, too. That was one of the more, in my opinion, one of the more fascinating fights because I don't think there's another guy in the division that would have neutralized Lineker in that way and not gotten hit.
Agree.
You know what I mean? Maybe Dominic. But the thing about TJ versus Dominic is TJ's more kick-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
TJ can, he's not that Dominic doesn't have kicks, but I think TJ has more flexibility. He's more loose in the outside. TJ wins by head kick.
Yeah.
Right? He head kicks guys. He will do all of the above. You know, he doesn't have in any way a limited arsenal.
And I don't know what they're going to do next, but, you know, Dominic versus Jimmy Rivera is a tough fight for Dom.
Tough fucking
to me,
fight.
To me, I don't know what it is, but Jimmy Rivera is a fucking nightmare.
He's a
for
tank.
People.
Tank.
He's undefeated. He kind of mopped the floor with Uriah Faber. Like, he's no joke, man.
Dude, that
he's flying under the
kick.
Radar, but.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
his
really
head is twice as big as either one of us.
He's a tank.
At that weight class.
And his low kick that everyone's doing, that below the calf kick or the calf kick, god damn, that is a debilitating kick.
That dude's my dark horse. No one's really talking about him. I'm like, God,
he's
a
Tiger Shulman guy.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the martial arts in New York and like that area, Tiger Shulman had like a whole chain of karate schools. And I'm sure they did competitions and stuff. I'm pretty sure. But no one ever would have thought they would become like a powerhouse for MMA. Mm-hmm. But they've had quite a few like really talented fighters
who
come
else?
Out of there. Well, they had that kid with the green hair. The fuck's his name? Bantamweight gentleman.
Oh, I know you're fucking talking about. God, I like
I can't
that
remember
kid.
His name.
I can't remember
I do
either.
Too.
God damn
he
it.
He stopped fighting a while back.
Yeah, he did. He kind of just dipped out, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm out.
They have that kid. So this is going to be... A lot of they have that kid that did this. I can't remember this either.
Sorry to put you on the spot. Oh, yeah? Where at?
One of his other guys had this crazy choke that we had to, like, go over in the gym and try to figure out. Yes. Louis Gardineau.
Yep.
Sorry, Louis.
Louis
Gardineau.
He was one of my faves, though.
Tough dude. He's
great
I believe
hair.
He's a Tiger Shulman guy, pretty sure. And then there's been a few other guys, too.
The only one who's going to get a rematch on the card is Joanna. She deserves it. After defending the title that many times, you get murked in that first round.
Mm.
I think she's that qualifies for an immediate rematch.
Yeah, well, I think that's where the big money is for sure. I mean, people are going to want to see that. That's a big fight. Because when Joanna walked out, dude, the pop from the audience was immense.
She's finally become like this star that they've been putting all this promotion mm-hmm. into her. She's winning fights.
Yeah.
She was kind of thriving in it almost a little too much, which is one of the reasons
maybe
I think she
bit.
Lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of the Ronda syndrome there, a little bit.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but, you know, she was definitely doing a lot of press. And,
yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of fucking tremendous amount of pressure. But I'll tell you what, dude, when she was talking to the camera, she was talking to Rose, and she's like, the boogie woman coming for you. The boogie woman coming for you. I got fucking
nervous.
Were you
scared?
I was legitimately
people
nervous.
Thought it was the greatest like promo of all time. I was like, boogie woman, what the fuck? I did. It, I was
she,
like, what the fuck is
when
that?
When you see her looking at Rose in her eyes, like staring
with
into her soul,
beak.
And she's talking all kinds of crazy shit, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to hurt you. And Rose is saying the Lord's Prayer.
That's some demonic shit.
I was like, what? I asked Rose. I go, what are you saying? She's like, I was saying the Lord's Prayer. And she didn't even look
and
at
you
anybody. She wouldn't look at
okay.
me. I was like, all right. I'm like, wow, this is for
where
real.
Where do you go? Yes.
I mean, look, it would be easy to say in retrospect, I knew then something special was going to happen.
Hell no. I thought Rose, I was like, Rose needs to see a psychiatrist. That's why when I saw that weigh-in, I'm like, we need to get Rose some help ASAP.
But
I've known
I'm
Rose forever.
Is,
I'm like, you know what? We need some professional help.
But after the fact, knowing the result that Rose won by knockout, it makes it even all the more profound.
Now you're going to see motherfuckers just reciting
look,
prayers
you
nonstop.
You want to talk about, I hope the UFC realizes, and I think they do, that's a fucking star. That's Rose? A real star.
Hell yeah. Well,
I mean, a real star.
She has the look. She
has
the skills.
She's 25 years old. She's got the look. She shaves her head. She's a beautiful
Stranger
person.
Stranger Thing look is so she's, in right now.
It's so in.
That 11 look is so in.
She's 12.
She's 12. She's 11.0. She's a, yeah.
And she's like a genuinely good person. Like when she was talking after the fight, she's like, just be nice to each other. Like,
here's
that's
the thing,
real.
Joe.
That's
real.
Coming from her.
Do the fans gravitate towards that nice person?
Oh, yeah,
we
for
do.
Sure. When you look like her and you weigh 115 pounds, you're a woman, you fuck up the boogie woman. Yeah.
The boogie woman? Maybe, yeah.
Crowds
I hope
grab-
so. I hope so.
I guarantee
yeah.
you, man. If, yeah. if she doesn't become as big a star as any other woman in MMA, I would be stunned.
Damn.
I would be stunned.
I like that prediction because she's a good person, man. Look, she's worked hard.
Misha Tate got some star out of it. Ronda clearly got the biggest, right?
For sure.
Ronda got the biggest by far. She was the biggest, like, as
far
as
people
paying
her opponents. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah, everything.
It was her insane domination.
For sure.
Opponents just weren't on her level
yeah.
until they were, right?
Yeah.
So until she fought Holly, they weren't really on her level. And she also had this new thing, which was the female ass kicker, this thing that didn't exist before. So in that way, like one of the most unique athletes ever.
They, for sure.
Besides
Pioneer.
Layla Ali and who's the coal miner's daughter? Christy Martin. Remember Christy Martin from back in the old Tyson fights?
Oh, yeah,
she'd
yeah,
she'd be
yeah.
fighting on the undercard.
Yeah, yeah.
The coal miner's daughter, remember that?
For sure, but they're you know pioneers, but it's different.
Yeah,
yeah,
not that much. Like Layla no. Ali got a few people paying attention
you
to
better
her.
Be able to box yeah. your dad's Muhammad Ali, for God's sake.
I know.
What the fuck? I mean, that's a shoo-in.
Yeah, man. But
it's like being George Lucas's daughter. Like, you're going to be, you know, in Star Wars, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. But it just never hit the levels that it hit with Ronda.
No.
Right? But I think that it's possible that Rose could be the biggest star in MMA today. I really think so. I don't think anyone's ever going to be a Ronda because that was the first one. You know, it was crazy thing.
Yeah, I agree.
But Rose could be gigantic. I mean, I really think she... I mean, who knows if she could be as big as Ronda, but she could be gigantic. I really think so.
Yeah, I like that she's true to herself.
She's fucking wild too, dude. She does wild shit.
She's
explosive.
She throws
up flying arm bars. I mean, she does wild shit. That fucking karate hottie fight when she head kicked her and then choked her out. Dude, she's a little savage. She gets on your back. Woo.
That division is kind of stacked, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Joanna went yep. through a lot of people, yep. but for Rose, there's a lot of tough competition.
There's a very tough competition. There's tough competition standing up, too. There's a lot of good strikers in that division.
Best case scenario, though, especially for the UFC and Rose, because Rose is my favorite fighter in that division, coming from Denver. But, you know, that division, for her to defend it and build a star like they had in Joanna, that's mm-hmm. when you get a star. But if
yeah.
that belt's circulating, the public doesn't gravitate towards that. We don't like that.
And, you know, she's likely going to have to fight Carolina, who went 5 hard rounds with Joanna and 3 rounds with her. Was it 3 or 5 rounds with her when she won the decision? Was it
3, right?
I think it was 3.
And there's Jessica Andrade.
Jessica Andrade is a monster.
Her last fight was scary. And then Claudia Gadeja.
Would Jessica Andrade beat the shit out of Claudia Gadeja?
She beat the brakes
off
Claudia.
Beat the shit out of her.
That was
and
tough
the,
to watch.
The manhandling. No, no, no offense. Woman handling. she woman manhandled her.
No, she strong armed.
She smashed.
Claudia.
She smashed. She Hulk smashed.
She straight up Hulk smashed.
She straight up Hulk
smashed. Yeah, straight up.
Like it was, she really did.
I was like Jesus Christ, man.
Exactly.
I haven't seen an ass whooping like that since Cyborg got a hold of some bitch.
Didn't we watch that one live? Did we do a fight companion for that? Did we?
I don't think we did. Because I'm a huge Claudia fan. I think she's so hot.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Right?
Yeah.
She's taking a break, though.
Well, you know what, man? The body only has so many wars in it.
Especially
you know?
Cutting that weight.
That was a lot of people were talking about with Joanna. They were thinking about Joanna. Like, think about Joanna
going. After the fact, though.
But before the fact, there was some discussion. We were talking about, look, I didn't think that Rose was going to do that.
No. I mean, did I bet on it? Yeah, I did.
Ah,
yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I
you
did.
You bet on Rose?
Yeah.
That's a good bet.
Well, she's such a big underdog.
4-1?
Shit, she was plus. I think I got it plus 500. I posted
wow.
it, whatever it was. I put $500 on her. I forget how much, two
that's
grand
nice.
Or something. But
that's nice.
Yeah. Just because Rose, she has that X factor where She's just explode for
she's wild.
For a female fighter, yeah, she's wild, but it's hard to train for.
And you know, at the beginning of the fight, you know, Joanna, she had done nothing to Joanna. All Joanna would get in her face. She put her fist out, touch her fist with her face. You know, Joanna was really trying to get in her head. And the whole time, Roar's going, "Oh, Father, who out in heaven, help."
Some scary shit.
Yeah, it was scary shit. But when the actual face down came, face down, when they were standing in front of each other and they were about to fight, Joanna's talking all the crazy shit, and she got close to her, and Rose pushed her away.
Game
she's like,
on.
"Bitch, get the fuck out of here!
Get out of here!"
And that's when it got dirty.
And then she did work.
What the fuck?
Joanna landed a punch.
She landed like a leg kick. She like, but Rose opened strong with a leg kick, and I was like, "Oh yeah. Jesus!"
And then she threw that leaping hook.
Trevor Whitman is a bad motherfucker.
Well, when you have Trevor Whitman, yeah, that's what I started with.
He is a phenomenal.
He's a mastermind.
Phenomenal striking.
If you
coach.
Have a focus on one fighter, he's a master. Well, he has Justin Gaethje.
Yes.
He has Rose.
Dude,
he had Carwin. Nate Marquardt.
Like, dude, come on.
GSP used to fly down to Denver just to work on his jab.
Just Gaethje training now with think about this fight that he's got with Eddie Alvarez. Training now for Eddie Alvarez. Gaethje is, what is his fucking record? It's something insane.
Isn't he 20-0 or something like that?
G-A-T-H, you know how to spell his name? He's got an insane record.
He's been mopping the floor with those C-level fighters in World Series, but still it's fun.
But still, the Michael Johnson fight.
18-0, there you go.
18-0. Look at that. One submission, two decisions, 15 knockouts.
But
damn.
I know Trevor. When Gaethje fights, sometimes technique goes out the window. He goes,
he's an animal.
Fuck it,
dude. He's a fucking animal.
Which is why people love him.
He's wild as shit. That Michael Johnson fight showed that. Michael Johnson hurt him, you know, tagged him hard, and he came back and smashed him.
That Eddie Alvarez fight is a great fight.
Fuck yeah, it's a great fight.
Because people forget, but Justin Gaethje, his background is wrestling.
Yeah,
he was an amazing wrestler at University of Northern Colorado. Freak, athletic freak. Vision is awful, too. He squints. He has to have glasses all the time. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, man?
Can you get that fixed?
I don't think you can get LASIK and fight. The commissioners don't let you.
They don't let you do LASIK, but you could do the other kind.
PD. I almost said PDK, like a Porsche stick shift.
There's two different kinds. There's like
PRK,
LASIKs and
something like that.
The other kind.
Something
where they
with
use a scalpel.
Yeah.
The one that they use a scalpel, apparently they can do.
That's the Russian shit. That's what I had done, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was wrong with your vision?
I had to have contacts and glasses.
I've seen guys fight with those, and they lose a contact, and they drop it, and then they got to keep fighting. And now you're like
one eye,
one eyes kid. Like how can you fight with soft contacts in your eyeballs? That is crazy.
Yeah, I got LASIK after I was playing a lacrosse game, and I was zoning out, and I was in Denver, and it's cold, and my contact froze. And they're like, "You're in." I was like, "Now?" I was like, "Oh fuck!" And then someone hit me, and it shattered in my eye.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You had a hard contact?
Yeah, hard one.
Oh, my God. Would you get hit with a ball or a stick?
I think some dude just lit me up or something, and my fucking contact fucking shredded.
Fuck.
And I was like, I'm playing, you know, sports here, man. I can't have fucking contact.
That used to always freak me out about glasses. Like, if someone got punched with glasses on, the glass went into their eye. I was like, ooh.
I mean, well, they used to have those thick-ass. Remember those thick-ass, like, athletic ones? My poor brother used to wear those. Like,
God,
it was Kurt Rambis or some shit.
Even those, though. What if those things break?
They're so fucking thick. Like, they're what, like, the president's windows are made
of. You can make it, like, out of, like, a plexiglass,
Yeah, that's
too,
what they
right?
were.
It doesn't
yeah.
necessarily have to be glass.
It wasn't glass. It was, like, a thick, thick plastic.
So it really can't break.
Yeah, super nerdy.
Oh,
no
man.
Chicks when you wear that thing.
Well, it's funny to me when basketball players get a broken nose or something like that, and then forever they have this fucking mask on.
Too much, right? Yeah, too
hilarious.
Much.
Hilarious.
Too much.
It's because of what we see.
They
you know?
Wear it for the next few weeks, too.
Well, what's crazy is, like this dude.
Oh, come on, LeBron. Carbon fiber, too.
I love it. LeBron James had one of those?
Yeah, a lot of people have had it.
But did LeBron wear it because of an injury?
Yeah,
or did he wear it just to be a beast?
Both.
No, you can't wear that shit to be
Let
a
me
beast.
See that. Give me a close-up on that.
It does look kind of...
That's insane.
That's carbon fiber.
Yo, I love it.
It does look
I
pretty
I want to wear
gangster.
One right now. I want to wear one just when I go out. Case shit goes down. The nose is such a terrible design. I know you had your nose fixed after the Crow Cop fight.
Oh, God.
But I just see so many people get their nose smashed. Like, they had a close-up of Cowboys. Oh, Kobe had one, too, huh?
Yeah. Almost everyone's had one.
Because they all hurt their nose?
Kobe
that's
looks
it?
Like Zorro there. It's pretty badass.
It does look pretty badass, but seriously.
I want one too,
some
though.
Bitch-ass shit. If you think about all the stuff that fighters go
yeah,
through.
Yeah, come on.
Get
Cody's
out of here,
Cody's was rough. Yeah. I mean, Cowboys.
Cowboys is rough. Darren Till caught him with that elbow, that fucking snapping down elbow. I know we did the fight companion for that one.
Yeah, I know.
I told you, dude, Vinny Shorman would not stop raving about Darren Till. He would not stop raving before the fight. And Shorman knows his shit. He was like, mate, you've never seen anything like it.
He's a freak.
The kid's going to be a champion.
Yeah. Most people think from Liverpool. He doesn't have a fight lined up, but I'm surprised.
He wants to fight Wonderboy.
Well, I'd watch the shit out of that.
I'd watch the shit
out
of
that. You know how I went mine? Till versus Colby.
Holy
Let these
shit.
Young lions kill each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
Yeah, but if you're a fan of high-level striking, you tell me Wonderboy versus Darren Till wouldn't be insane?
I'd watch it all goddamn
I'd
day.
I'd watch the shit
if
out of
If I'm
that
Wonderboy,
fight.
Though, I'm like, I'm not taking that fucking monster. What is he, 7? No, man.
It is huge.
I just beat Masvidal.
He's huge.
He's enormous.
Darren Till's a big
No, ain't no one trying to fight
he's
him.
He's big.
The only guy that wants to fight him, what's the guy
Mike Perry. Mike
Platinum
Perry.
Mike Perry wants to fight him, but he has a huge fight coming up.
He's fighting Ponzinibbio. You got to concentrate on Ponzinibbio.
Definitely got to concentrate.
Concentrate on Ponzinibbio.
How about
please.
Your boy Johnny Hendricks?
Whoa.
Was like, I figure it out. I'm going
fought
down to Jackson's. Let me try this out. That ain't the answer,
China.
Son.
Yeah, he fought the fucking Eraser, dude. That guy's scary. Even post-USADA scary.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Eraser, listen to me right now. Mm. That golden snitch is good. You better, I don't know what Aldo did all these years, but you figure it out. You better figure it out. I looked at his body. I thought, what the fuck?
Dude, he's so jacked.
He's jacked, in shape, good. Might be the best looking dude in the UFC.
Maybe the best looking dude on the planet. He's right up there.
He's right? I didn't want to come off as gay.
With his shirt off in particular.
Dude,
right
that's
there.
Not even a good picture. He's too aggressive there. Yeah. But when they were doing the post-fight showdown, I'm like, I bet he slangs all the ring card girls if he wanted to. As he was talking, I'm like, this dude is just slanging dick out
Look
there.
Look at it right there. Dude, when he was standing next to are Johnny Hendricks at the weigh-ins, I was like, no, Johnny, you are not a middleweight. This is a middleweight. This is a big middleweight. He's so look how much bigger he is than Johnny. I mean,
and shredded.
And the fight was basically an assault. It was an assault. You would never believe that Johnny Hendricks was a former world champion if you saw the way the Eraser beat the shit out of him. I mean, he just beat the shit out of him. Johnny fired back. I mean, he's tough. He tried, threw some leg kicks, threw some punches, but he was just getting fucking destroyed. And just walked down and smashed, kicked to the body over and over again. He was wincing after the first kick to the body.
I know, man.
The second kick to the body he got hit with, you see him wincing. And here was when he clipped Johnny Hendricks. I mean, it was no contest.
Unfortunately for Johnny in that fight, if you weren't a fan, just looked in and like, oh, he got out of the crowd to fight this dime piece. Like, look at that.
Right?
Oh, this guy who likes to drink beers fighting this dime piece Brazilian.
Well,
he might be the best looking Brazilian of all time, by the way.
Johnny is just not the same guy. He's just not the same guy. And you could speculate all day.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's why.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes people hate on guys for what they've done lately. But for Johnny Hendricks, man, you've had a great career, brother.
I know,
Johnny.
But it's just hard
you've had a great
for me
career,
to
but
watch
sometimes
him in a weight class above where he should be.
I agree.
Because he doesn't want to watch his diet.
I think it's a number of things. But, you know, I just. Man, there's nothing to hang your head on. You're a world champion, man.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think you beat GSP. Like, you've had a great fucking career, man.
A lot of people think you won that fight. A lot of people.
And now,
there's a good argument to that, too.
Yeah.
You could really have a real, I mean, if you were just objective, you didn't have a dog in the fight, you could have a real interesting conversation about who won that fight.
There's an argument there.
Sure.
And I think if you're Johnny, you know, and he's probably taking a lot of abuse online, and I wish he would stop, but it's all good, man. You've had a good go.
Well, I hope he doesn't take abuse. Really, what we should do, we should be praising heaps on Paulo Costa, because that guy's scary. He's fucking terrifying. That guy's the future. He's legit as fuck.
I've seen him on the ground, but yeah.
Well, who knows? I would like to see someone test him. I'd like to see him against like a real strong 185-pound wrestler. You know?
I think he's 4-0 in the UFC and all knockouts, or 3-0 all knockouts. Mm. His last two, he murked dudes.
Woo! So what we got to see is he's for real and he's the future.
How's he not on the cover of GQ or some shit? I'm telling you, man. I'm fucking. When I was watching, I was like, the fuck?
Well, that could be the one thing that
I look like fucking
in.
Weinstein next to him. He's fucking, I mean, good looking dude, man.
Maybe that could be what does him in. Just OG on pussy. When you're that good looking, it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard to say no.
Super hard.
And as he gets more and more famous, you know, he's going to be famous for sure.
For sure.
For sure. Keep smashing people that way, looking that way, smashing people that way.
That's trouble, son.
If he's not famous, he should sue the UFC. So like, you look at this face.
Are you shitting me? Look at this body. How the fuck am I on the front cover of the video game, for God's sake?
Useless fucks. It's just Johnny looked two weight classes lighter than him. Johnny looked like he was a welterweight, and the eraser looked like he was a light heavy.
Johnny's just lost, man. And like going to Jackson's, and I'm not knocking Jackson's. Jackson's one of the greatest camps of all time, still is. But when fighters go there because they've seen how much success they've had, it's literally heaven's waiting room. It's the fucking, you know, it's the Florida of fighting camps where people go, here's
so
the answer.
Yeah, here's the solution.
I get that, but if you're going there, it's probably not the answer.
Well, it's also, you got to think the years that he wasn't there, and those play a factor in his development. It's not like you just get right back to where you should have been. Like, oh, here's the answer. No, you were training wrong for all these years, and his performance dwindled pretty substantially, except for the one fight with Hector Lombard, which is really interesting. That was like the one fight where he actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
And he beat Lombard. Still fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, Johnny Hendricks looks like he's back. And that wasn't that long ago.
Hell no, it was last year.
But there's another guy who shouldn't be at 185 pounds. So he fought a guy who's like him, a thick dude who's really a 170 that doesn't have the best diet in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care what anybody says, you know, that you shouldn't be criticizing him. You shouldn't, you know, you don't walk a mile in his shoes. And, you know, maybe his body doesn't want to respond to cutting down to 170 anymore. Stop. Just be honest. And I'm a Johnny Hendricks fan. Look at his body. You should not be fighting the best professional fighters in the world unless you're a heavyweight and you have a body like that. With all that extra body fat, that does you no good. It's not aiding your performance in any way, shape, or form. It is 100% a sign of a lack of either planning, where you didn't plan your diet out in advance, where you're too heavy or too much body fat coming into camp, or poor discipline, or poor organization of your diet, where you don't understand like what food you should and shouldn't be eating. When a guy's training for a 3-round fucking fight at the top of the heap in the UFC's middleweight division, you got to think this guy's got to be doing some goddamn rigorous shit. The American public, if they're watching this going, if this fucking guy can't look good, how am I going to look good?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of exaggerating because Johnny didn't look terrible. But like,
I think it was worse because Holmley looked great. Costa looked like a fucking Greek statue.
I mean, you don't have to look like a bodybuilder. I mean, some of the toughest guys are like Evan Dunham. He doesn't have a bodybuilder's physique. But he doesn't have any extra weight on him.
No.
That extra weight is not doing you any good.
No, Wonderboy's not winning any
events.
You know, bodybuilding events.
No, but he doesn't have a fucking extra pound on him. You know, nor does Woodley. Woodley's fucking shredded. He's got the best body in the division.
Woodley could win Olympia. Maybe.
He could win Mr. Olympia.
At least top five. Just jacked.
He really just got into it 100%.
Uh-huh.
He's got phenomenal genetics. But anyway, he's not, you can't be competing at the highest levels of the sport giving up that much of an advantage. Like if that was like an agreement that you had, like, all right, we could fight at 185, but you have to be 20% body fat and I could be 10. Like what?
Especially this day and age, like mixed martial arts is such a high level. Like,
so high level,
dude. I was just going over the welterweights the other day, and I'm like, holy shit! There is so much talent. Like the UFC and the welterweight division is such good hands. There's so much young, killing talent. If you're not taking every advantage of the techniques and your training, you're left in the dust. And Johnny is from that old school kind of training. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an older cat, man.
Well, what he was talking about when he was talking about training in Texas, that he couldn't spar hard with people or they wouldn't come back, that he had to, like, take it light on them. And then what he really loved about going to Jack's is he was dealing with real high-level fighters all the time. So he was getting great training in, which I thought was great to hear. But it's not great that he spent so much time doing it the other way.
Like, hell no. In 2017?
You lose your focus. You lose the drive, and you just start going through the motions if you're not being challenged all the time. And he was obviously being challenged in competition, but he should have been with a real camp a long time ago.
Agree.
What happened with him? He was with Team Takedown, and they had some sort of a weird agreement.
Yeah, so he was a Team Takedown. He came from Oklahoma State, right? National champion, whatever, 70-time All-American, just a monster. And then the deal was is they're going to support him financially with, you know, a house, food, training camp. They take care of all that.
They give you like a salary?
The salary. But once you make it, we're taking 50% of everything. And when you're young, up-and-coming, hungry fighter, like, that's a great deal. Until you become Johnny Hendricks and you become the world champion, like, hold up, 50%? I appreciate what you guys did for me, but goddamn, man. Like, you're robbing me blind here. This is crazy.
Hmm.
So they had to go as separate ways.
Here's the question.
They opened Big Rig Steakhouse.
Did they? That was a terrible idea.
I would eat there, though.
Did they? I would eat there just for the story. I'd
yeah, me
Instagram.
Too. That shit better
you
be good.
You and me, selfie, smile, yeah, hold yeah. out the menu.
But I'll hate on it if it wasn't good, Johnny.
You leave a Yelp review?
Yeah, like, bro, terrible.
Would you Yelp, have you ever Yelp reviewed?
I've never. Have you?
Never.
That's why we're
not
friends. Have you ever? Hey, have you ever? Have you ever left a comment on YouTube?
Nope.
That's why we're friends. Have you ever hated on a guy on Instagram?
I don't think so.
No, me neither.
No, it's no. not really my style. Mm-mm,
no,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah, my friends yeah. don't do that.
I
don't
have only any so friends much time.
I don't get. Yeah, what the fuck are you gonna do?
There's only so much time in this world. You should choose to use it wisely.
I was doing at my last show. Some guy asked me a question. He stood up and goes, "Hey man, have you read the YouTube comment?" I went, "Stop there." He goes, "I go, I've never read a YouTube comment in my life, my man." So there's no question. He goes, "Really? Never?" I went, "Not once. I'm too busy creating material for you guys. I'm not reading comments, man."
He's wow. like, "All
right, no doubt."
I'm he's like, trying to write. He's trying to tell you something he wrote.
Some
that
shit.
It was really mean.
Probably yeah, trolling.
Probably.
Maybe.
He felt it. He was running with it.
Hopefully not.
We're not hating on a guy like Johnny.
I love Johnny. Like I said, there's no reason.
Just, but it is reality, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like we're saying this and he looks like, you know, like Paulo Costa.
Yeah,
right?
Sometimes I think people confuse hate and being a critical of a performance or
critical of reality.
Yeah, but also like when they go, you're hating on the UFC sometimes when we talk about pay-per-view numbers or the last mm-hmm. pay-per-views, I'm like, listen, I have nothing to do with the way they promote the fighters, all that stuff. If the numbers are low, I literally have nothing to do with that.
Right.
I just give my thoughts on what is going on in the landscape of the UFC.
Hey, pull up
that's
a picture.
That's not hating.
Pull up a picture of Johnny Hendricks with a beer in his hand with his shirt off. He's got a picture where his gut is enormous. It
used to be about 225. Yeah, between fights, you get up 225.
That you can't do. You just can't do that. And he could do that because he was the champ. You know, at the time.
It was a while ago.
It was a long time ago.
This day and age, man, the game's evolving so fucking fast.
Yeah.
As a welterweight, man, you better have your shit together.
You better have your shit together.
I was looking at division. I was scared for people.
Yeah.
Man, you motherfuckers better be training right now.
Yeah, it's a serious shark tank. And it's a good combination of upcoming new guys and veterans.
Hell yeah.
There's an awesome just combination of everybody in there. There's one, but there's a better one where you see him from the side. Yeah, above it, right above it with the hat on. Look at this one. Like, what?
That's whatever. Go to the one with the red shirt
but
on.
That's incredible.
I don't give a fuck. What?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that real?
That's real.
How could that be real? There's no way he ever got that big, is there? Come on.
He likes to eat, bro.
What?
He had bicep surgery and said, fuck it.
What year was this, though?
Last week.
2014. Oh, he had bicep surgery 3 years ago? Dude, yeah. That'll take you back a year right by itself. That probably...
That's his arm right there.
Oh, his arm is underneath there.
Oh, okay. I was about to say,
that's not
haters.
His gut.
No, he used to get thick, though.
I was like, what, did he eat rocks?
I mean, the fuck? They inject
so
fat into him?
His arm is under his stomach, you
no.
assholes.
Yeah. Again, I love Johnny. We're not hating on Johnny.
No, you just... There's just no room for anything other than excellence at 170 now, or even 185 now.
But I mean, but also for the sport and where it's evolved, that you know you're in the NFL, you can't get away with that. In the NBA, yeah. you can't get away with that. The UFC's no. getting there at a high level where, man, you better have all your bases covered.
Yeah.
Or you're getting lit the fuck up,
he
especially
must
at these certain
that.
Weight classes, dude. How about OSP?
Woo. Takes a fight on 11 days' notice.
Was like, yeah, I'll do it. Heck goof.
Crazy head kick. And he landed a head kick earlier in the fight, same kick. And we were talking about it, too. We were like, look out for his left kick. He's got a brutal left kick. And then, boom, right on the button.
Walk away, home
yeah,
run.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was so powerful. Look at that.
God, dog, just walked away.
Out cold. Just out cold.
He's silently on this little bit of a rampage at 205, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, he has 3 Von Flue chokes.
Yes.
Isn't that
which
crazy?
Is crazy, man, because he's not a jiu-jitsu guy.
There's only
he used to train
five
with
ever.
Us. And,
there's only yeah. been 5 Von Flue chokes ever. He's got 3 of them. Look at the perfect
Bam!
Placement of that.
Baseball bat against the head, son.
Oh, dude. And right on the jaw, too.
Great win.
Yeah. And it was a good fight up until then, you know.
Corey Anderson was doing
you
well.
See the head turn, the
Rough.
Jaw turn.
Corey was doing well, especially with his wrestling.
Yeah.
But then OSP just so explosive, man.
Jamie just wants to keep throwing, showing it to
Bam!
Us.
Bam! Poor Corey, man. Poor Corey.
Yeah, it's a rough way to go out. Yeah, it's the whole card was insane, right?
That main card, though, for me, as far as the surprises, three titles on the line, just the best UFC of all time.
And GSP going, like, when he clipped him with that left hand, going to the ground and pound, then going to the rear naked choke, and then pulling him to sleep.
I got to be honest, I was surprised Bisping didn't retire with you after the fight.
Yeah,
I think he's like, we're still going to go. I'm like, well, what are you going to do?
He's going to fight somebody else.
Who?
Yoel Romero.
Dun, 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 dun. Yoel's just waiting back there.
If Bisping beats Yoel Romero, they will light England on fire.
Dude. God damn it.
Have that fight in London.
Yeah.
I mean, reals. Think about it. I mean, Michael got choked unconscious. He got dropped with a good left hand, but he didn't get knocked out.
He also won a round.
Yeah.
He won the second round.
But what I'm saying is he didn't take the kind of damage where he has to be out for a year, you know?
No, hell no.
Hell no.
He could fight in March.
For sure. So if they're going to do one in London, Yoel Romero, Michael Bisping.
I think there's a fight in March in London
bomb,
as well.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
That'd be sick.
Yoel Romero was everywhere with Jorge Masvidal when they were.
Oh, was he really?
They were running into each other, and there was a video of Masvidal going at it with Michael Bisping.
I saw that.
And everybody gets separated, but Yoel Romero's right there in the mix. I'm right here, mate!
Was he there?
I'm right here! Michael Bisping!
Dude, they have to make that happen.
I love you! I'm right here!
Dude, just off the fucking...
Yeah, look, they're hanging out together. I'm right here, Michael Bisping!
I'll tell you what, if you're Bisping, I love Bisping. He's as tough as they come. I don't want to be alone with those two motherfuckers. Hell no, especially after burning the flag or whatever he did.
Oh, what did he do?
Didn't he burn the flag?
Did he burn a Brazilian flag?
He ripped it. Remember,
Cuban flag.
He ripped it. He threw it at him during the fight.
I thought he Dave Chappelle stomped it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
How badass is fucking Robert Whittaker that he went 5 rounds with that dude and won a decision?
I know.
And he did it with a fucked up knee. He got his knee jacked early on in the fight. Robert Whittaker's scary.
No one's trying to fight Whittaker.
Him versus GSP is yikes!
That ain't happening.
Yikes!
You don't need to be scared. That ain't happening.
Yikes!
No,
yikes!
You don't need to be scared.
Head kick Jacare, like, yo, this dude's
fast.
He's
GSP's
fast as
like,
fuck.
Nah, I'm good on that, bro.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Both former welterweights.
It's not happening, son.
Whitaker's a beast, man.
He's so fast and explosive.
And he's young as fuck. I think Robert's only 26 or 27.
Yeah,
how
old
is Robert Whittaker? If you guessed, take a guess. I say 27. 26.
That's young as fuck. That's super.
Oh,
he's not even in his prime
December
yet.
December 20th.
He's not even in his prime yet.
Dude,
this
he's
is
a
what,
beast.
If you had a gun to my head right now, like, what's next? I'd say Whittaker, Rockhold, in Australia. That's what you're getting. And then you get GSP Woodley.
I love that. Dana White, George St. Pierre staying 185 pounds, facing Robert Whittaker next. Holy shit.
Look at my face.
You don't believe it? I don't think you know shit. How about that? I want to call Dana White right now.
Do it.
Tell him. Dana, Brendan says you're a liar.
No, I didn't. No, I never said that.
Totally like little kid shit.
No, I didn't, bro. I was saying.
I believe it when I see it. That's all I said.
He said a lot of shit.
No.
Like it's the UFC's best year ever. Maybe you know some shit we don't know.
Yeah, well, that's crazy talk.
But I don't have to be the UFC accountant to just run through some numbers in my old brain here that might have some brain trauma and go, I don't think so.
There's some awesome things that happened. Some awesome fights, for sure.
There's one awesome money-making fight.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's been, well, if you would just want to look at the business overall, yes. No, for pay-per-view sales, yes. But for people like you and I that are just fans,
oh,
it's been one of the best years ever.
God, really?
Yeah.
That's
Mighty
extreme,
Mouse,
Joe.
Mighty Mouse beating the title and then doing it the way he did, slamming
that
dude and getting a flying armbar.
That was cool.
Establishing dominance like that. Amanda Nunes, Merk, and Ronda Rousey.
Was that this year?
No, that was last year.
That was last December.
I believe it was in January.
It's this year, bro.
No, it was last year. Am I going crazy? I'm pretty sure it was last December.
You might be right.
Because this year they haven't had Conor, Ronda, Brock. They haven't had their heavyweights.
It was December 29th.
Bam.
So. Club, very, very close.
Yeah, I guess that's not this year. So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a down year as far as there's been some fun matchups if you're balls deep into MMA like we are. But as far as just, like, a great year, no. No, there were some of those pay-per-views I was like, God damn, or the fight nights. Like, come on, man. I think it was just a transitional period. And, again, it's not the UFC's fault. It's with the talent, too. It just wasn't timing up right. Mm. But then you get certain cards like this where they hit it out the fucking park.
Yeah, this one was so epic.
Literally the best UFC of all time.
Was Cody and Dominic Cruz this year or last year?
Cody, Dominic Cruz was this year.
Yeah. So there's that. Cody, Dominic Cruz is a big fight.
Yeah,
especially
Whittaker.
For fans. What about 55? Now it's all stalled out. Because with Habib on the sidelines, Tony Ferguson being the interim champ.
He had to wait forever.
I mean, do we even know if Habib is going to fight again?
He's fighting Barboza December 30th.
That is definitely happening.
That's happening. They said no more tiramisu, sir. You're fighting December 30th.
Yeah, Daniel Cormier said he has a real nutritionist now.
What the? How the fuck does that happen? Oh, do you? You rank number one in the world? Did you get a nutritionist?
Undefeated. Smashing everybody.
Smashing.
And you almost died from making weight.
And someone was like, oh, man, you know what we should do?
Twice. Almost died twice.
You keep missing weight, bro. No, you could be the best in the world. We should hire a nutritionist. It's not a bad idea. Fire everyone around you, Khabib, if you're listening.
He's a devout Muslim. So, like, anytime it's anywhere near Ramadan.
Can't fight.
Well, some guys pulled it out. Bilal Muhammad did.
Yeah, he did.
And he did it by organizing his camp. He organized all of his training, so all of his training was done after dark.
Because they fast all during the day, right? And you can eat when sundown.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, even know if you're allowed to drink water.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you just go crazy once the sun goes down.
When the sun's down.
From sunrise to sunset, you go nuts.
Yeah. So I think what he did was just alter his training and, like, train at night, I guess.
Hey, Khabib, how bad you want it?
Well, it's just such a crazy rule. Like, if God was around, would he really decide, like, when? I mean, I guess the idea is that you're... By recognizing that you're doing something difficult that you don't want to do, you're like in this religious tradition, you're honoring him.
Yeah, I don't think that God gives a fuck about your interim belt in the UFC.
You might.
But either way, Khabib, get your shit together so we can watch you fight.
Yes.
He broke my heart when he pulled out the Tony Ferguson fight.
That broke my heart,
too. I was so mad.
The day of the weigh-ins.
I was so mad.
There's no way.
I know. I'm never upset.
Was it the day before the weigh-ins?
Or was it the day of or day before?
Very close. Within a day or two. Very close, whatever it was.
I feel like it was the day of. It was so frustrating.
Yeah, he can't say anything now. He's got to just be completely quiet until he fights and wins. Yeah.
And Barboza, it's a tough fight for him because Barboza is the nastiest stand-up in the game, especially that division, but it's a winnable fight for Khabib. He gets a hold of you, you're going for a ride.
Yeah, if he gets a hold of you, he can wrestle fuck you like no one else.
Khabib, Tony, that's the fight.
Woo! Isn't it?
But I mean, obviously you got Tony Connor, I think happens in March. But
when he was holding Michael Johnson down, helpless, and just beating the shit out of him, he was helpless. Dude, like, when have you ever seen anybody be able to do that?
He was talking to him and goes, just give up. I need this. Just stop now. I don't want to do this. Whooping his ass.
No, and just beating the shit out of him. I mean, complete, total control of him, how he's beating the shit out of him. What's crazy about it is, like, there's at that level, it's very rare that can happen. At that level where someone is so much better that the other person is just completely tied up.
There you go. They're on the card, too. Look at that card, man.
The Eagle.
Hold up. They don't have a main event.
Carlos Condit returning against Neil Magny. Come on, kids.
Oh, shit. Magny. They are throwing Magny just to the killers.
I like how they say to be determined for the main event.
Because they're banking on Connor.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Dominic Cruz versus Rivera is interesting.
Hell yeah.
Cavillo versus Carlos Esparza is very interesting.
Cavillo, your next star in the women's division.
Cynthia Cavillo.
Dude, you're going
she's
over
badass.
One. You got fucking Roundtree versus Saki. Go, Khan.
That's interesting.
The UFC's tweet pissed me off with that
Gokhan
fight.
Gokhan Saki's a fucking monster.
He's a monster. And what'd when they announced it, they put stand.n.bang.
Ew.
I was like, ugh, who's running
who wrote
this?
That?
What 14-year-old from Reddit's running this thing?
Ew.
I read that and went,
ew.
Fuck, man. Do better.
And how about Kamaru Usman versus Meek?
Usman's the guy everyone's scared of. So Usman won to fight, too.
Ooh, Usman's another one at 170 that's terrifying.
Yes.
Easily could be a world champion.
The Nigerian nightmare.
He's a nightmare.
Christian Okoye, shout
this
out.
This fucking dude, Emil Meek, is a beast.
He looks like
he's
a beast,
scary
too.
Fuck, too, man. It's all very interesting.
No one wants to fight Usman. They tried offering big fights, and Meek was the only guy to take it.
He's like, I'll fight him.
Is Meek a straight fucking Viking? What's going on there?
He's full-on Viking genes.
Tell you what, with that body, he's challenging our boy, the Brazilian dime.
He smashed Toquinho. He fought Usman Parajares and just knocked him unconscious.
That's right.
That's how he got into the UFC. He's a beast, man. That's a real good fight. But I just don't know. You know, I don't know if Emil Meek is going to be fast enough to keep Usman.
Oh, no one wants to fight Usman. No, he's a nightmare.
He's
to
terrifying.
Deal with.
He's the scariest number 12 ranked guy in the world. How about Usman versus Darren Till? Jesus!
Usman Colby. Colby Till is what I'd like.
I'd like Usman versus anybody. I'd like to see Usman fight for the title. I'd like to see him fight anybody. I really think
right now.
Yep, I think he's the most underrated guy in every division. That's what I think.
That might be fair. I don't know if I'd want to see him fight for the title right now.
Who did he fight? Who was his last fight? Click on that thing.
He's just destroying dudes.
Yeah, destroying dudes. What was his last fight? Sergio Moraes. Oh yeah, Sergio Moraes, the jiu-jitsu guy. Yo, he'd put the smash on him. Moraes is a badass jiu-jitsu player. He's the first guy that tapped Crone when Crone got his black belt.
He also fucking gave Neil Magny that horrible triangle in Brazil.
Yeah, that's right.
Magny and jiu-jitsu do not go together.
And especially that guy's jiu-jitsu. When he fought in the finals, when Sergio fought in the finals of the Ultimate Fighter, it was in Brazil, he goes, my opponent has just as much of a chance of getting me pregnant as he does submitting me.
Jesus Christ. That's a great line.
He was fighting Cesar Ferreira.
Who's a monster,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Nate's fighting him.
Nate, yeah. I was gonna
Nate
say
Marquardt.
That. Yeah.
Brian was at AK, jacking off the boys at AK. And
how many guys did he jack off?
I know Luke Rockhold gave him a facial for the most part.
So Luke's
in DC,
there?
Too. Yeah, Luke's there. And Callan was saying, what were we talking about? Let's train of thought, thinking about Callan jacking dudes off.
How many
off.
Guys he jacked off at AKA?
No. Oh, he saw Nate. Nate's training at AKA now.
Marquardt is?
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of his camp there.
That's interesting.
How motherfucker has been fighting since he was 12?
That's crazy. Yeah. Right? Think about how many wars that guy's been in. Remember his fight with Woodley in Strikeforce where he knocked him out with a Mortal Kombat combination?
AB, left, right.
See if you find Nate Marquardt KOs Tyron Woodley.
Nate became world champion.
Yeah.
People forget he was multi-time pancreas champion, but... That was like his first real, not that Pancras wasn't real, but that was his first huge belt in Strikeforce.
Yeah, super talented guy.
Super young. Elbow.
Boom. I mean, come on, man.
You know what's crazy about that? That camp, he was working with this weird like taekwondo guy, and they're just doing elbows, and we'd make fun of him. He'd be in the corner just doing like these weird fucking motions. We're like, okay, Nate, good luck with that. Then,
meanwhile, that's what he uses.
Meanwhile.
Dude, elbows. I mean, you got to think.
How about Bisping on the bottom of those elbows?
Phenomenal.
The GSP lit his face up.
Tore it up. Cut him up bad. He was bleeding badly. Like, he was having a hard time seeing. You could see it on his forehead. He was cut on his bridge of his nose. It's good. Yeah, elbows are like some of the most underutilized weapons. You got to think of the surface area. You can get a hard strike in a very close quarters with elbows. Like, when someone's very good with it. You remember when Crow Cop fought Gonzaga?
Oh, my
got
God.
Got on top of him and just opened him up like he hit him with an axe.
My word, man.
Ooh. Ooh. Man. Like, watching good Muay Thai, too. Watching people that are good at elbows and smash and slash elbows.
Elbows are tough because you can't really train elbows.
Oh, that was the other fight. Did you see the fight on the Fight Pass undercard between...
I don't watch Fight Pass.
Faraz Zahabi's brother?
No. Ooh. I heard Faraz Zahabi's brother just got dealt with.
Dude.
Is it bad? Like, fucking, I didn't see it.
Dude, it was bad and I saw it coming because he was giving up the spin. I saw him like, he's going to spin. And he spun and hit him with a spinning elbow on the jaw. Snapped his head around like you've never seen.
Was Faraz
fully
like,
unconscious. Fully unconscious for 5-10 minutes. Fully unconscious.
Damn, then they're like, hey, Frosh, you got
astral traveling.
You had a huge main event you got to get ready for, my man. Let's get back in there.
His brother.
Let's go ahead and shake that off.
And it was a really good fight, and his brother was putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the other guy. God damn it, I forget his name.
Do you not have the highlight, Jamie? It's going to be tough with the Fight Pass, huh? No, it's out there.
What is homeboy's name?
Watch Ricardo Ramos. Is that
it? It's
the headline on that was real weird. I'm just gonna pull up the video.
Let me see if this is it. Yeah, that's it, right here.
Boom.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Dude, he just goes stiff.
Oh, that's a broken jaw.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fuck.
Yeah. See, show that again. It's Hamos is how you say it.
Oh, so he lands at once behind the air.
But watch this one. Doom. Show that again from the very beginning. Again, keep the volume up. Go to the very beginning.
That has to be so hard if you're Feroz.
Yeah, man.
Just over 3 minutes to go. Pretty good overhand right there from Zahavi.
Yeah, Hamos is thinking about
it lands here behind the air.
Right there. I said Hamos was thinking about spinning, and that's when he did it. Boom.
God damn.
Two in a row. I think he stunned him with the first one, and then I think the second one, just look at his face. Dude, his jaw was distorted.
Is fucked.
Yeah, just got smashed.
Nothing worse.
That's a perfect example, though, of like how good elbows are. Like if someone gets really good at spinning elbows. You ever see Gaston Bolanos fight?
No. You're also not going to break your elbow.
Right.
You can smash people in the face.
Sometimes guys have chunks of shit, though, floating around their elbow.
Yeah.
Like
splinters.
Like Anderson had some stuff removed from his elbow. And Jacare did. Jacare had some stuff. He had so much stuff removed from his elbow that it like filled a cup. Like he put
like
pictures of it
fluid.
Online. Like chips.
I've had chips to drain my elbow like a motherfucker. I just put a needle in and just keep draining.
Just sucking pus out.
Yeah, if you watch my Tashir fight, right? Literally, I'm in the back of the stage, like draining it because it kept filling up.
Right before the fight?
Yeah, because I was worried that. Because he was arrested. I was like, if he takes me down, I'm going to throw some elbows.
Right.
And I'm like, I got this fucking baseball pad here. I got to drain it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it painful or was it just swelling?
No, it was just swelling. It was just stupid. It's like I had a big titty on my arm. I had a tit on my arm. And we just kept draining it.
Do you find the pictures of Jacare's debris that was in his elbow? Because when I think I showed it to you before. When we looked at it, we were like, what the fuck? Like, that was in his elbow? Like, it's like a cup of it on the operating table.
Ugh.
Like, there it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's all the years of jiu-jitsu, huh? Just grinding on people's face.
I think it's probably not tapping. And then it's probably sparring. You know, you got to think he's doing a lot of kickboxing sparring. What's that other? Click on that other one. Is that a size comparison?
Someone else.
Go back to his again so we could stare at what was inside his fucking elbow. That's crazy. Look, chunks. It looks like
teeth.
Corn. And,
looks like teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of it is probably cartilage. Some of it's probably bone.
A lot of people are saying, you know, Anderson Silva has this fight against Kelvin, but they're like, Anderson GSP.
Ooh.
I feel like that ship sailed, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Anderson lights up Kelvin Gastelum, it's not sailed.
Like highlight knockout?
Yeah. Flying knee, KO.
At 85?
Like he hit Bisping. Remember when he hit Bisping with that flying knee?
And then Bisping came back and won.
Yeah. Anderson is, that was crazy, right? Like Anderson thought it was over, walked away with his arms up in the air.
It's a weird fight.
And he hit him when Bisping was calling for his mouthpiece.
Bisping was like, no, I need my mouthpiece.
Boom, flying knee to the jaw.
That's on Bisping. You got to know.
Yep.
That's on Bisping.
How about he comes back and wins the next round?
I know.
Tough as shit. There it is.
Fucking British zombie.
Boom. See, Anderson, if Anderson wins in a big way, look at that. Cracking Michael Bisping, cracking Anderson Silva. That was crazy, too, when he knocked Anderson down.
Hell yeah.
Everybody was like, oh.
That's one of the greatest fights
on
in middleweight history.
Don't sleep on him.
That's what made the Bisping kind of legend there.
Yeah, it was a big fight, man.
Huge fight.
That was a big deal, you know? I mean, look at that. Boom.
But also, Anderson's so much taller than Kelvin. Kelvin's issue at 85 is size.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Kelvin has stupid hand speed, man, and beautiful combinations. Way he fucked up Vitor. Like, dude, who's fucked up Vitor like that standing before?
Yeah, I mean, Vitor's old as fuck.
You're right. Old, been through wars, been beat up.
But then look what.
Golden Snitch.
Golden Snitch was like, Vitor, you're
good.
Golden
Snitch changed.
Much going to drain your body.
Changed the future of Vitor Belfort.
Changed the future of everybody.
Yeah. But even before the Golden Snitch, just the whole getting rid of the testosterone replacement therapy.
For sure.
Before.
But think about, you know, when Kelvin, again, I love Kelvin. I think he's actually a natural 170. I think he's going to be better at 70. Because look, when he went against a guy like Weidman, who's an upper echelon 85er, it's just a different level, man.
And
when
Weidman's
they're bigger
grounding.
And just as fast and technical, it doesn't work like that.
And Weidman has a crushing top game.
Phenomenal grappling game.
Yeah, especially his top game. His ground game from the bottom got exposed a little bit in the Rockhold fight. But also shows you how good Rockhold's top game is, because Rockhold is a fucking monster when he gets on top of guys.
Rockhold's a black belt. Rockhold's a black belt on the ground.
Legit.
Top, but bottom, so, super legit.
Right, but so is Weidman. Correct. Weidman's a black belt on the ground, yeah, as well. I just think his bottom game is not, like, this top game is insane.
Yeah.
He gets on top of you, like, exactly the way he did Kelvin. He gets that choke down on you, that head and arm
choke.
Trouble. You're fucked. But he just doesn't have the ability to get up or to be very good defensively off of his back the way some other guys do.
No, bottom's tough, man. Be really, really good. You have to be, yep, such a high level. Such,
yep,
a high level. To be effective and, like, be a threat down there.
Yep. Yeah. And Rockhold is also used to sparring with Kane and used to sparring with DC all the time. He's used to constantly grappling guys way bigger, way heavier, way stronger. So he's so,
it's so nothing
fucking
for him.
Strong. His top game's so strong.
He's a monster.
When he got David Branch down and he's on top of him,
oh,
mounting him, he clamps those legs together. You're like, oh, he's fucked. He's not getting up.
Branch is a Henzo John Donahoe black, mm-hmm, belt, too. He,
yep,
made him look, you know, kind of silly.
He smashed him.
Smashed
Once
him.
He got to the ground, just smashed him. So, like, him versus GSP would be crazy.
Rockhold GSP?
No. Yeah, Luke Rockhold GSP.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
him,
no,
versus GSP would be fucking crazy.
Way too big. Are you saying Anderson Silva GSP?
No, I'm saying Anderson Silva GSP would be interesting. Locke Rockhold versus GSP.
How
would
dare
be crazy.
You? No, crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy if you're a Rockhold fan.
You think Rockhold
would smash
him?
That ain't a fight. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Tell me what
Hulk
you think
smash.
Would happen. Hulk smash?
Yeah, whatever you want. GSP's just too small for him. Especially if he has cardio issues, Rockhold can go, too. He watches fights, you know, his Strikeforce Day fights with Jacare and Tim Kennedy. Like, he can go. That boy can move.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea for GSP.
I know, but I'd still pay to see it.
Hell yeah, I'd pay to see it.
I want to see it. I'm interested in seeing GSP against a real top-level middleweight other than Michael Bisping. Like,
are you?
Else.
I'm not.
Yes,
I'd rather see him at 70.
I do too. I want to see him at 72. But I'd also like to see. I mean, I'd like to see if we're right about him carrying that extra weight. I'd like to see if we're right. I mean, if
That's
I was
fair.
In his corner, I wouldn't say that. If I was in his
no
corner,
one is saying
I'd say,
that.
Look, we're going to go to 170, and we're going to spike Tyron Woodley's punch.
For Ross, Freddie Roach, like, nah, middleweight's, yeah, really not where we should be at.
Yeah, I would tell him at 170. If you go down to 170, you fight in a title eliminator fight against Colby Covington or someone who's like an up-and-coming guy at 170.
Not fight Woodley right away?
I don't think Woodley's going to fight right away. I think Woodley's going to be out for a while. If I had to guess.
Then you do an interim belt?
I don't know what the real extent of his shoulder is, but
he's commented on
it
a little
good.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I've heard
it's
the same.
Good.
And he's starting to do some kind of outside the ring stuff. He has a show on TMZ,
mm-hmm,
has a podcast, he's in movies.
All that stuff's great, but I would like
is
to see
it?
Him. Not really. I mean,
not if you're trying to be the best in the world.
Right.
I don't believe in this day and age of mixed martial arts, you can do that and still be the best of the best.
Is he able to train at all right now? Do you know?
I don't know. He looks in it's, you know, Woodley, so he takes care of business.
Right. So he's probably doing something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But
I'm sure.
If his shoulder's fucked up, he's probably not doing any real intense grappling or anything where he's got to really swing his arms around.
Your boy Deceit's fighting Ozdemir, right?
Ooh. That's the
Are you crunk for that fight?
Ooh, Ozdemir's scary.
Yeah.
Ozdemir's
He's been
scary.
Murking dudes nonstop.
He fucks you up. He gets you in the clinch and he lands bombs.
It's his hands, huh?
He's got giant hands, dude. Shake his hands like shaking his table.
Yeah. How long do you think that fight is on its feet for?
30 seconds?
Over under 30 seconds?
Daniel Cormier's going
to Does DC come out in a singlet or how's this work? You know what I'm saying?
He's going to give him his fucking mile high privileges.
Yeah, man.
He's going airborne.
Yeah.
He's going airborne.
DC's a monster.
Yeah. I mean, people forget, but watch what he did to Rumble. You know? Manhandles dudes. DC's
a tremendous
wrestler.
Did DC say anything to you about Kane?
Kane's starting to train. Yeah. Kane wants to get back in it, you know, but he's had back surgery. And so it's a pretty significant injuries, knee surgery, back surgery, shoulder surgery. It's had a lot of shit wrong. So he's trying to make sure that everything goes the right way.
Meanwhile, Francis Ganoza in Vegas just at the fucking UFC lab just getting filled with whatever the fuck they're giving him. Just, all right, Kane, come back to that.
What do you think they're testing him with? Like, what kind of shit are they doing to him at the UFC lab? If the UFC is smart, they'd be like, this is our guy. Like, and Dana
yes.
said this. Dana said he might be the future.
Well, I mean.
Tell you what, man. Look. He's got to fight Alistair motherfucking Overeem, and you can never sleep on Alistair Overeem.
No, Alistair's the most decorated striking fighter in the UFC.
If they start standing in front of each other and Ngannou starts moving forward and he doesn't protect that left leg Alistair starts slamming meat into that left leg.
No, you're gone.
Yeah.
Alistair's way more technical. Yeah.
Way more technical. But the thing about Alistair is Alistair's fucking leg kicks are some of the most underrated aspect of his game.
So is his grappling, though. People always forget how good his grappling
is. It's just he can't take a shot the way some of these guys can.
How dare they take a picture of Uber Reem? That ain't Uber Reem now. No, Uber Reem now like runs backwards and shit when you throw right hands.
Brock Lesnar.
It's working, but.
That's the Brock Lesnar days.
Right? Yeah, that's Uber Reem. Yeah. No, that ain't real. That ain't real.
Yeah.
That ain't the guy he's fighting. Might as well show a picture of Wolverine up there. That is not him.
No,
I don't think so. That's a photo shoot.
Okay, go to his last fight. Who did Alistair fight?
JDS, right? Knocked him out?
No, he had one more fight since then at least. JDS, I think he knocked
Mark
out.
Mark Hunt? Is it when he murked Mark out, Hunt?
Yes, that's who it was. He knocked out JDS before he fought for the title.
That's right.
Yeah, so him versus Mark Hunt, weigh-ins. Is that the weigh-ins? Yeah, see, that's real.
That's smooth real. Look, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still, you know, he's still
jacked, still a great athlete.
Hell yeah, but.
But he's not steamrolling people the way he used to steamroll people.
Well, he flatlined Mark Hunt, though.
Dude, he did flatline him with that knee. But, like, remember when he fought Todd Duffy in Japan? Like, that was full Uber Reem, right?
Uber Reem was also, oh my God.
Brock Lesnar fight's the best. Yeah, look at that knee. That's insane. That is a perfect placement. And he's got some of the best knees in the fucking business, man.
No, he's so talented, man. Now that you saw it in the Golden Snitch, was like, now you got to fight for reals now. Mm. He's using his technique.
Yeah.
He's being a lot more smarter.
Look at that again. Watch this. Boom. Oh,
how dare you flatline Mark Hunt, you son of a bitch.
That is a full flatline, too.
Boom. I'm a Mark Hunt fan.
Yeah, me too, man. I think he's done, though, since they pulled him off that card.
You don't, even if he flies out here and does the test Dana wanted him to do?
Well, he's got to do it now, but they offered it to him before, and apparently he said no. I don't know what the story is, though. I mean, I know he has one story, and he has a story that he thinks involves the lawsuit that he put on the UFC after the Brock Lesnar fight. Because he says that they knew that Brock Lesnar was on steroids and that they made him fight.
That's
him
his
anyway.
Lawsuit, but the only defense of that is, you know, Dana said this in his statement. He goes, hold up, we had him headline two cards.
Yeah.
And we paid him $1.67 million.
Since then,
for one fight. Yeah. He goes, if the lawsuit was an issue, why the fuck would we do all this? Also, yanking him off a card, this is crazy, I'm defending Dana here for a fighter, but also yanking him off a card for a pay-per-view in Australia hurts the UFC's business model.
Yes.
So they're also protecting their ass because it's on record that he says he's having brain issues.
Yes.
And then they put him in a main event and this even bigger deal. Then you're really going to sue the fuck out of him.
Yeah, and he said it's only when he has a couple of drinks. That's when he starts slurring his words.
Preach, bro.
He didn't say it the right way. You know?
No, if you look at that interview, it really wasn't based off that. It kind of got out of context, but, you know, Mark Hunt does have to own up. He did say that.
He did say it, and he said it in an interview. But he thinks they pulled him off the car because of the lawsuit.
I don't think so.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense because UFC's like, because Verdum versus, I forget the guy he's fighting, that's not a big pay-per-view for Australia. It's not a big card.
Right.
Mark Hunt is a huge fucking draw in Australia. It was designed to have him fight on that card.
He's fighting Marcin Tybura, yes. Who's a striker.
Yes.
So Verdum's going to most likely take that guy to the ground and you know.
Your boy Walt Harris finally fought again after getting fucking.
But did you see the fight?
Yeah, I did, man. And you guys were like, I don't think he's a bad dude. He blatantly meant to kick that dude
blatantly.
In the face, right?
Blatantly.
We're on the same page here.
Well, once we watched it again, we listened to the part where the referee says, stop, stop, and he's right in front of him.
He's
still
holding
throws
him like
the kick.
This, yeah. And he throws
he
that
says
giant leg.
He got caught up in the whole thing, and it's a fight, and I believe him.
Nah,
but,
come on.
But look, that means you got caught up and you decided to kick that guy anyway. Like you couldn't pull it back in time.
Well, whether you're caught up or not, it's a cheap shot.
He didn't pull it
from.
Back in time.
No, you kicked the dude in the face while the ref was between you.
Right, you wanted to hit him.
Yeah, that's a cheap
and
shot.
And you didn't pull it. Yeah, it's not good.
100%. No, it's just a cheap shot. I don't think Walt Harris is a bad dude.
But he did something bad.
Yeah, he did something bad. You fucked up, whatever.
He fucked up.
Let's not crucify the guy. But yeah, it was super dirty.
And at the end of the fight, like when that dude got illegally kicked in the ear, that was literally nothing.
Yes.
You know? But you have to think about what happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, what happened? He got poked in the eye. Oh, no, he got hit in the nuts. He thought he got hit in the nuts. He moved away, and Walt came after him, threw a punch. The referee said stop, and then he threw the head kick and caught him with the head kick. Pretty clean.
pretty clean. I don't. Was it enough to stop the fight?
No, it was like a slap to the face more than it was.
It's still a heavyweight throwing that whatever 17 size shoe he wears at your face.
No bueno.
He's enormous.
Yeah, it was, but it was a hard shot. And then, you know, he had some time to recover, and then he beat the shit out of him again, and then hit him with the illegal shot. And then they asked him, the doctor talked to him, and
What's his name? Godbeer?
Godbeer.
Godbeer.
Yeah, and Godbeer said he couldn't go on.
But I mean, that's fair. I mean, he got kicked in the face. Like you said, I don't think Walt Harris is a bad dude, but
I'm conflating the two fights.
Yeah.
I'm conflating that with the Curtis Blaydes fight.
I didn't see the Curtis Blaydes fight.
Okay, that's where I fucked up, because the Curtis Blaydes fight was a cleaner result, but also an illegal shot. Curtis was beating the shit out of this dude. This was Olenek. Walt Harris and Godbeer. I got confused.
Yeah.
The Godbeer-Walt Harris thing did not look like it was enough to stop the fight.
No, but it was a cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot.
And if Godbeer was like, yeah, I'm fucked up, I can't go on, then he won the fight, which is the correct decision.
The other fight, Blade, which is where I fucked up, was Blaydes and Olenek. Blaydes is beating the shit out of Olenek, and then he went to throw a shot that would have been an illegal shot, but it didn't really hit him. He just toed his ear. He hit his ear with his toe. But the referee saw that there was contact, so he said, look, I have to stop it because it was an illegal shot and there was contact, and he brought the doctor in, and Olenek was done. But he was done from the beating that he took before that, so Blaydes won.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good. But it was like super confusing for Curtis. He thought he was getting disqualified. Him down, and he had beat the shit out of the dude before that. And you could really tell that the toe just barely touched
him. Like flicked his ear. That Curtis Blaydes, he trains with all my guys back in Denver. They're saying he's the next big thing. High on him.
If he keeps going. He keeps getting better. You see him better in every fight.
Yeah, his striking has a ways to go, but they're like, last year he had none.
Yeah.
And this year it's getting better and better and better.
Yeah, he got leg kicked quite a bit by that big Russian dude.
That was the same Russian who knocked Travis out? Is that him?
He strangled Travis.
Yeah.
Olenek.
Yeah, that motherfucker doesn't just not go away. Did he strangle Travis?
Yeah.
Or did he knock him out?
He got him in like a sideways rear naked choke, remember?
Oh, that's right. He's just a fucking
neck cranker. He's the guy that won from Ezekiel from while he was mounted.
That's right.
He let the dude mount him and sunk the Ezekiel in on him.
I guess that's his shit, too. Yeah. Like he's done to multiple people.
He looks so goddamn strong, I'll tell you that, man.
He looks scary.
When he gets a hold of people, it's like, Jesus.
His walkout music. It's like, relax, it's man. Do you hate fans?
Russian. Like, religious music.
Did Fedor select your walkout music? It's not working, man.
Have you seen that documentary yet? Icarus? We talked about this, right?
Talked a little bit.
Did you see it?
No.
Dude, you got to watch it.
I know.
We can't keep talking. You'll go crazy.
You know what the problem
next
is?
Next time I see you, you have to watch it.
I have to watch it. You know what the problem is?
Give me an assignment, too, to make it fair.
All right. The problem is like I listened to the homeboy who came on and talked about it, and then we've talked about it so much. I feel like I'm good.
Yeah, but when you see it.
Like if you gave me a breakdown of the first season of Narcos, and we talk about it all the time, I got it. Spoiler alert.
You're definitely right, but when you see it, the visual, the way it's done, he did an amazing job putting the movie together. So the way it's done, it's like shows you where the building was, where they hid the urine, how they got the urine passed through the wall. They had a fucking hole in the wall. How they opened up the jars. They show the scratches on the jars, and it's like, dude, they robbed the Olympics.
It's crazy.
They did the Olympics in Russia, and they robbed it. They had a record number, 13 golds, and they were just all on steroids.
Here's my question for that. So when I see that stuff, obviously it's not happening just in the Olympics. What's going on right now in big professional sports? Because think how much money's in the NFL, NBA, UFC, boxing. Mm-hmm. Like, who's in the know? I would love to just be a golden snitch.
You'd have to get the kind of – and this is where the UFC should be credited, because you'd have to get the kind of access the UFC has – and they've given to Nowitzki and the UFC and USADA. Like, what they do is unprecedented in sports. What they do is in like any other sport where they just you're treated as if you're in an Olympic program, like where they could just show up at your house at any moment.
Your entire career.
Yeah, your entire career. You have to give your whereabouts everywhere you are all day, wherever you're going to be.
It's exhausting.
Oh, my God.
It's expensive, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, even what's the name?
The UFC doesn't have to do this.
No, they don't.
No one's asked them to do this.
I don't know if it's the best choice, but...
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
In today's climate and environment, look, I'm not advocating cheating. I don't think you should cheat.
Guys, have a little fun, though.
You know,
like, come on. Come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Let John Jones fight. Hashtag free John.
I don't know about all that.
You want to know the craziest fucking rumor that I heard about the John Jones thing?
Please, sir.
This is the and I can't tell you who told me this. This is the craziest one.
Yes.
The stuff that he tested positive for, and what that is, this doesn't make any sense. And people are saying that there's so many months out. The stuff that he tested positive when he was tested here and tested there. The stuff that he tested positive takes a long time to get out of your system, right?
Yeah.
That he was tested positive. You know where else that stuff you find it? You find it in creatine. When they get creatine, sometimes from China, it is it's tainted with steroids. They use that creatine to cut cocaine.
So he's doing the cocaine.
There's one of the things that they cut some cocaine with is creatine because it looks like cocaine.
God, so he might have got mixed up with the bad batch.
If he was partying.
Monohydrate cocaine.
Partying. Johnny, you want to do a bump? It's really good stuff. Hey, man, I can't test positive for anything. It's just coke,
bro. Be out of your system tomorrow, bro.
Woo!
Woo! Damn, I actually feel pretty swole, too.
Pitbull song comes on the radio. You start dancing.
Pitbull song. Just forget about all your worries.
Yeah, forget
the biggest fight of your life.
Oh, let it go.
He had that a would make sense.
He had a birthday 10 days out before the UFC fight.
Oh, what are we doing? It's like the world wants him to be a fuck up. A birthday? Of course you knew a couple bumps on your birthday.
It's my birthday.
You're the world champ.
John, last time you fucked him up 3 weeks out when you did coke. Come on, man.
Bro, you barely trained. Oh my God.
If that's the case, just stop and think about it for a moment. If it was that stuff.
That's best case scenario, cocaine, Joe.
Oh yeah. That's best case scenario.
If it's cocaine and we can track and we can. Oh, you can't track
your dealer. Your dealer's go, yo, Holmes, let me come in and talk to you about where I get my shit.
Yeah, he's in Columbia, Holmes. You guys want to go down there? You're welcome. Holmes Snitch is down there.
We'll take you in the propeller plane, bro. We travel across the border. We got to go low.
Go do that, Nowitzki. How bad you want to catch this guy?
They don't want to. They're not in the business of drug enforcement, right? They don't want to catch that guy at all. And no, the guy's not going to admit. He's not going to give you a baggie of his
Sir,
shit.
Is this the plot of Narcos 4? Is that what's. Did John just write Narcos 4 for us?
John didn't tell me this. Somebody
no, I'm
told
just
me
saying,
this.
Yeah.
Somebody told me this as a rumor, which sounds crazy, but then Red Band was the one who called the dick pills last time. Red Band said that if he's taking dick pills, like if the guy does coke, he tested positive for coke. And Red Band was like, if he does dick pills, or if he does coke, he's probably doing dick pills. And I was like, what? And so Red Band brought a bunch of them in. He's like, do you think there's anyone knows what's in these things?
It's true.
He's like, they have steroids and all of them. He goes, I've taken Cialis. He goes, and I've taken this stuff. He goes, this stuff's way crazier than
Cialis. Really?
Yes. He says it's madness.
The only problem with that.
He says you fuck like a wild animal.
Really?
He said your dick is hard as a rock.
Was this the best promo for dick pills ever?
It seems like, but they're gas station dick pills that you're getting from some fucking third world country.
If you're a world-class athlete, probably shouldn't be doing that shit.
They're cooking them up in a bucket that they used to have pain in.
Yes, 100%. I mean, Rhino 7000?
Yes. Red Band.
Dude, I'd be so scared to take that shit.
Brian won't take them anymore, and Brian takes everything.
And he won't take Rhino 7000?
Remember when they used to have that Life cereal commercial? Mikey won't eat it. He hates everything. Brian's the opposite of that. Brian will take whatever you give him.
He's a guinea pig.
He's like, let's go.
Fuck it.
Let's see what the Rhino pills do.
My only
but he
skeptical.
Called it,
he did.
And he was right.
He did, but my skeptical hippo eyes there is because, again, we're constantly looking for, and there's smart people around John. So with this stuff, yeah, there's Clomid in there, but Clomid is a masking agent. There's a lot of masking
this
agents.
It wasn't Clomid.
I thought they found Clomid in his shit.
Oh, the old one.
Yes.
I thought you mean the new one.
No.
The new one was what? What was it called?
Some Russian zebra Tornaball, steroid. Yeah.
Tornaball. Or something. Yeah.
Tyrannoball.
Yeah. Tyrannoball.
Ain't that a bitch, though? If you're John, you're doing a couple of devil's dandruff and just whatever. It's your birthday.
If that's the case. But they have found the Clomid. They did find it in those dick pills. I mean, it was in there.
There it is, but also...
That makes sense, though, wouldn't it? Like, it does.
It does.
Estrogen inhibitor?
100%. But
it's also for something else.
It's also for if you've been running, gear, and you take Clomid to recoup things. So it's in there, and like I said, you have a lot of smart people around you where when the public hears dick pills, like, oh, it's not bad.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You need
a
Conoco. It's all good, baby.
Right.
Here, go fight again.
Right.
So then now, if it's cocaine, he should be – we're not looking at 4 years.
Well, you got to prove that it's cocaine. First of all, this is pure speculation on my
God,
part.
We got to go that get
I,
that cocaine.
If I was a journalist, if I was like working for ESPN,
oh, you don't have three sources.
They would have already had me pulled out of here.
Oh, you and I'd both be fired for working at ESPN.
Fired.
One, for our social media. Two, because when I go, my sources, the one guy that is in the business that, who's balls deep usually in this stuff. No, I'm not Ariel Helwani. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm wrong 90% of the time. I just like to talk shit, man.
My sources say.
My sources. I don't have to cover with three people, but your guy, the who knows who it is? Maybe it's the cocaine dealer, but
no,
they should track him. If I'm John, I'm hiring some private investigator to track some shit down. It's too late though.
My guy that batch is gone. I cannot tell you who my guy is, but he does not have a vested interest in anybody being correct. He just has what he.
Dana White.
No.
Sorry. I'm.
He has what he has is a possibility. And he also was saying, and even if it's true, good luck proving that.
Now you're screwed.
Yeah, you're fucked.
You're fucked. Because all the commission knows is Tyrannobol, where the fuck it is.
I would like to find out from people who actually know whether or not this is possible.
Creatine and cocaine?
Yeah. No. That I've heard is true. I don't think I looked it up, though. I think I heard it from other people.
I just Googled it and saw it a bunch of places.
Yeah. So they use creatine.
It's bro science, see what we're doing. That's what we're
that's
doing.
That's what we're always doing.
Yeah, that's what I have my master's in bro science.
So see if it's proven that creatine tests positive for that stuff. Because that would be very, very unique. Tyrannobol
in
contamination
creatine.
In creatine. Specifically creatine, apparently. And a lot of the stuff that you get if you're buying vitamins, you're getting in bulk and you're getting them mixed places. And we had issues the early on batches of Alpha Brain that they didn't contain all the stuff that it was supposed to, and that it was it had some stuff that we didn't even put in there.
It had traces of stuff.
So we had to change labs.
Do you want to buy some right now?
Sure.
We can buy some. It's $1 to $5 US per gram.
What's it come with?
Cholestable, acetate, raw steroids, Tyrannobol, Malaysia source, Tyrannobol, creatine cycle.
God damn. How much
is
it?
This is the very first thing I popped up.
How much is it?
$5.
Oh, shit. Son.
Imagine
trying
if you
get swole for
that's
this,
the thing.
This winter.
There's so much that they sell online that's bullshit, but I bet a lot of this stuff is real steroids.
I agree.
What is this? Betley Industry Limited? I think if you've got some shit that's like website. Sort of legal, I bet you could sell it. You'd test positive for it. But you could probably sell
a lot
of stuff.
I've taken a lot of fucking supplements in my day, and I never flagged. I mean, I've taken the GNC stuff that's like extenders, testosterone, nothing, ever. And if you're John, what the fuck are you doing?
See if, what does that say? Is that just showing you the supplement itself?
I think so.
See if you can find creatine contaminated with Tyrannobol.
See that's what a lot the baseball players get busted for.
You can just buy it that way.
Yeah, but don't write Chinese creatine, Tyrannobol. Just write creatine contaminated with Tyrannobol. Because apparently more than one person has tested positive in various sports from creatine specifically.
In baseball, a shitload.
Yeah. Well, creatine works. I mean,
hell yeah.
It gives you a fat face, though. It makes you swell up a little
the
bit.
The monohydrate doesn't. There's three of them. The monohydrate like holds water.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that it?
Yeah, so you retain a shitload of water.
You get a fat face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get thick, though.
You get strong.
Real weight on
this. It's legit.
This is from a forum, but it says there's 42 supplements that are sold at GNC that can trigger a positive test for Tyrannobol. And at this point, this was in 2014, USADA had only found 7 of them.
But were any of them creatine?
Just
see,
harder,
did anything come up when you Googled creatine contaminated with Tyrannobol?
That was the first thing.
So one of any of those things are creatine. See, that totally makes sense, man. I mean, if you wanted to sell the creatine, that's the bomb. Yo, my creatine make you gain mad weight, son.
I'm buying it.
Yeah, for the regular dude who just goes to the gym and look good on Tinder, I just want...
Hell yeah, I just want to look swell, son.
Want to look swell.
Trying to slide them DMs. With these fucking
to
buys and tries.
He has that Polo Costa body. Yeah, you'll take some of that creatine monohydrate.
Hell yeah. No, creatine does work, though. Like, as a legit supplement, that
legit.
Shit really works. If you want to get, like, big and strong, creatine, son.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you'll pull your hammy, but whatever.
It won't do what steroids can do, but it'll get
you. Oh, no. You won't be Vitor or Uberim or John Jones in
you
that
definitely
bitch.
Get stronger. You definitely 100%
get stronger.
Yeah, it's legit.
But also, if you eat a lot of red meat, creatine's in red meat, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good.
Yeah, I've got this guy coming on, his doctor, who's a fucking, all he eats is red meat.
That's
Sean Baker, yeah. He's on a
Does
carnivore
he look like
diet.
Shit?
No. He's 50. He's jacked.
Is he?
Does fucking sets of deadlifts, does box jumps.
Is his skin purple, though?
No, he looks like a tank.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's doing drugs at all.
I'll look him up, then. Like,
there's a bunch of videos and pictures of him and shit. I'm very curious to see. Like, I've never heard of anybody just even just advocating eating only meat.
I've always heard the opposite. I heard if you eat just red meat, like your cholesterol, your blood pressure, it's hard to break down in your body. Like, it's not the way to go. I heard less red meat is the way to go.
That's not totally right. Because most of what you get when you get high cholesterol, there's a lot of debate when it comes to high cholesterol. But dietary cholesterol is apparently not a big factor.
Really?
Genetics are a big factor. Sedentary lifestyle is a big factor.
What about just digestion, all that red meat,
though? Yeah, it'd be hard. I would wonder. But I wonder if, like, maybe it's not that hard. Maybe it's the illusion. I think there was a study that was done on red meat. That was talking about what percentage of people got red meat or that ate a lot of red meat were likely to get cancer. And the criticism of that study that I read that was really interesting said, this study is not differentiating between what kind of meat you're eating. It's not talking about eating steaks. It's talking about just red meat. So what are you eating with that red meat? If you're eating red meat 5 times a week and you have a higher likelihood of cancer, it's entirely possible that you're talking about cheeseburgers. It's entirely possible you're talking about fast food and bullshit and sandwiches and stuff with a lot of simple, refined carbohydrates, a lot of trans fats. Who knows what the fuck's in
sugar,
the food? Yeah, you're not saying, oh, did you eat grass-fed beef or bison 5 days a week? Or did you eat bullshit 5 days a week? Did you eat a fucking sausage McGriddle? You know, who knows what the hell's in that thing, right? You know, like, what are you eating with it? Yeah. Is it bread? Are you eating it with pasta? Like, how often are you eating refined carbohydrates? Like, all these other factors could also be contributing to your heart attack. And they might be the difference.
But it's like one of those things gets put out there, and then just stuck with me. Like, fuck, I can't eat too much red meat, man.
No, you can't.
It's hard to digest.
Well, that's
I don't want to look like Hulk Hogan.
I think balance is probably good for everything. You know, I think it's probably good to eat a lot of fiber. I mean, it just seems like you shit a lot. That seems good. Like, when I eat a giant salad, I take massive dumps, and it comes out like a water slide. Like, whoa! Yeah, it's just... Poosh.
That's maybe, what it's supposed to be like. Or if... I want to hear what Homeboy has to say. Maybe he can just eat red meat like a goddamn caveman and be great.
Well, he's doing it. He gets all his vitamins from that, too, which is insane.
Apparently, really? He's taking supplements, for
sure. I
don't
know. I would like to ask him. I can't wait to talk to him. I don't know if it's the right move. But here's the thing. It's like the right move for you is not the right move for him. It's not the right move for that dude out there. It's
correct.
Like everybody's got a different – everybody's body's different when it comes to that. And some people just react really well to like all fish. Like you were doing that for a while.
Yeah, I was going pescatarian.
How'd
about
that go?
2 weeks.
Just
it was
2 weeks?
Cool. Well, a little bit. Yeah, well, it's like, all right, you know, I get bored of fucking fish. I like to mix things up. I like to challenge myself with diets. But then sometimes it's like, I don't feel great. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't feel great doing that. I gave it, to be honest, I gave it over 4 weeks, pescatarian. I was like, I don't feel great. I'm sluggish in the morning. I feel like I don't have a lot of energy from my workouts. I'm not doing it anymore.
Damn.
Then I had red meat and I feel better. Add some carbs.
Get the meat back in the system.
Yeah, dog.
Dude, you never even eaten elk yet.
No.
Next time.
You're giving out
grill.
Elk like fucking.
Come on, I'll give you some.
All right.
But next time you're here, man, I'm going to grill. I got a grill in the back.
Would you go and grill?
Did you see the grill?
No, I haven't. Show you? Oh, you guys are doing campaign on Saturday, huh?
Can't make it.
I can't make it. You
can't
make
it? No, I can't make it.
Yes, it makes me happy when you can't do it when I can't do it. I hate being a hater. But Callan texts me, or you text me, you go, campaign is Saturday. I go, fuck, I'm in Nashville. I should cancel Nashville.
I already had something that I promised I was going to do.
Yes.
I had to pull out of it.
Family stuff?
Yep. Well,
take that.
Yeah, take that indeed.
Yes.
Dude, I can't wait till the day we do only fight companions.
That's going to be fun.
I'll do like one live event a year. That's going to be my next contract.
You just work at Madison Square Garden for the biggest card of the year? That's exactly what you should do.
That would be amazing.
That's exactly what you should do.
That would be amazing.
Can I say this without getting a lot of hate? I'm sure I'm going to get hate from everybody. And you performed at Madison Square Garden. I don't get the big, like, hoorah with Madison Square Garden. Like, it's old as fuck. It doesn't look that cool.
It's the Mecca.
I know it's the Mecca. I know, and everyone's sports, and
but
the New
like,
York Knicks haven't won shit
like.
In forever.
Have you ever been
Muhammad
to Rome?
Muhammad Ali hasn't fought there in forever. No, I get it.
Do you been to Rome?
I've never been to Rome.
Well, when you're in Rome, and you just walk in the Colosseum, you're like, holy shit. This is the
history.
Fucking Colosseum. And obviously, the Colosseum has way more history. That's what I want to see. I want to see a fucking fight in the Colosseum.
Yeah,
that's what they should do. Conor versus GSP. in Italy, in the Colosseum.
You're onto something there. You fight, saw that bitch out. The pure MMA fighters list right now, I fucking hate these two.
This is
these
what they two do. Are assholes. They only sell 1,000 tickets, and they only sell $1 million
ticket.
Arabia.
Yes. Just Dubai's
China,
up in that bitch.
Dubai. It's all the ballers there. Everyone's just covered in gold
yes.
shit. And Mr. T
they just
starter
got whores lined up, too.
Ferraris pull up. Yes. Ferrari Lamborghinis.
That's it.
Lamborghini limousines.
Caviar going through the aisles and shit. Tuxedos.
Champagne. P. Diddy changed his name for a fourth time. Did you hear P. Diddy change his name again?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
To what?
Love.
Brother Love.
A.K.A. Brother Love.
Hey, man.
He just
You're
wants
fucking
to be called
Puffy
Love.
To me. I don't
no, no,
give
no.
a fuck.
He said he's not going to respond to Puffy or Diddy or P. Diddy or any of those monikers before, those previous monikers. He goes, I don't feel like I'm the same person. I'm not that guy anymore.
You know what? And
Which
I hear
I feel
you,
all the time, but I'm stuck with my same fucking
yeah,
name.
Yeah, me too.
I like to change my name for that same
I
reason.
I don't like being known as the fighter. I like to change my fucking name.
Yeah. What would you like to be?
I don't know.
You come up with something fresh. Like
I know,
a rapper.
I need something cool.
If you're like a rapper.
I need something cool. Like Be Smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Be Smooth.
Be Laughing. And please welcome your host, Be Laughing.
Be Laughing.
Hey, I'll be laughing.
This is Brother Love, by the way.
Oh,
the OG Brother Love.
Wait a minute. Well, if you can do that, can you do that?
He did it.
Well, that seems. I'm going to call myself the Superfly.
Dude, you can't do
I'll,
that.
I'll call myself Superfly like Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Hey, can
That's
can,
my new name, bro, Superfly.
Dude, I'm not mad at that.
Superfly.
And you only answer Superfly?
That's it. None of my previous monikers.
Bro, that's what
Sean Combs, I won't respond. I'll respond to all the ones that Puffy won't respond to and Superfly. And,
dude.
You can call me Puffy, P. Diddy.
That's when you know you just don't have the right people around you. When you can just change your name and won't answer anything else.
That is hilarious.
Oh, hell no.
Do you think he was just high as fuck? Because he seemed so high, he seemed scared to talk to the camera. Pull up the video.
He seemed scared to talk to the camera?
Yeah, because I know when I get so high that I'm scared. I love Brother Love's skin tone. Amazing.
God, what is the red? Powerful red.
He's on the beach and he's got like a white hat on. Like a straw hat.
And it's him announcing he's changing his name?
And it's like, That's it. Give me some volume.
Hashtag take that.
Give it to play for the beginning.
Serious news. I've been praying on this, and I decided.
Are you praying?
I know
on
it was risky because I knew it could come off as corny to some people. Like, yo, I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who.
He's so serious.
I am before.
Well, I get
something
it.
Different.
I get different. It.
So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay? It's my birthday. I feel good. God is the greatest. I give all glory, and I thank my mama and daddy. Mwah!
What the fuck is he smoking?
Amazing. Play it again. Play it
that
forever.
That was kind of great.
Play it forever. He's so high, he's barely alive.
It's serious news, though.
He's been praying on it.
I know it was risky because I knew it could come
Gucci
off as corny.
Shirt.
Dude, my car is corny.
Yo.
Do you think he comes off as corny?
Nah, it feels
right there.
Pure.
I changed my name again.
I decided to change my name again.
Dead serious though.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Before, I got some serious things in my life.
I'm sorry.
My girl's breaking up with me.
Dude, did he walk back in there and was like, "Bro, you changed your name"?
Yo, you changed your name again? Like he's on vacation somewhere playing golf. It's like. This edible kicked in. I'm going to go back here and change my name.
I bet he thought about it for a long fucking while and was like, I'm going to do
it. Look, you can see his hand holding up the phone. That's hilarious. When you zoom in.
Dude.
See his hand holding up his phone, talking to his phone.
I think sometimes you just smash life in every lane that you just become a little crazy.
Hashtag take that.
Hashtag take that.
Hear that? Take that.
Take that.
Dude.
Yeah.
That dude.
I don't know. Seems like an odd choice. But hey, why not? Fuck it. He did it twice. Do it again.
I was in a gym in Hollywood and he came in, wanted to work out midday. He wanted everyone to leave.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. Good luck getting me out of there. However, he let me stay for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe because I looked like I was going to put up a fight. But he came in there with a truckload of bitches.
Did he? And he was working out with all these girls, dancing around him?
I was nervous, too, around him. Hell yeah. He's about to do some Kevin Spacey shit to me or something. I don't know. I was nervous.
Were you really?
I was a little nervous. Hell yeah. Why? He had his whole team around. They did shut down the gym. I was on the bike looking all cute.
They kicked everybody out.
A lot of people had to bounce that bitch, yeah.
So they told people, hey, I know you paid for your dues and you're a member here, but that doesn't matter because this guy means more to us than you do.
Basically. Private gym.
Oh, it was a private gym?
Private gym.
Oh.
And they're like, yo, we need you to get out because P. Diddy's here.
Private gym.
I said, I got 10 minutes. I ain't going nowhere, bitch.
What kind of private gym is that?
There's a private gym for high-level athletes and celebrities, yeah. I don't want to give the gym out because I don't want to shit on them for this.
That sounds gross.
I know.
I just can't believe they're kicking. Like, why? He can't work out with people?
He didn't want people in there. I don't know. Maybe he's super weak on the bench or some shit. He had like 25s on there. He's like, I can't let bitches see this.
Oh, that's it. That's it right there.
He said trying to do calf raises. Just do some bullshit workout. That's what happened. He's about to do some fucking jazzercise shit. You don't want anyone to see it.
All he does is that adductor machine. It looks just like you're squeezing your pussy together. Spreading your legs.
Just some straight nonsense all day,
by
bro.
The way, that shit is phenomenal for your guard.
Hell yeah.
That abductor
yeah,
thing.
The Susan Sarandon shit. Yeah.
Susan Sarandon.
Is it Sarandon?
No. I forgot her name.
What is her name?
Suzanne Summers.
Yes! Dude, I used to jack off to her videos when I was a kid.
How dare you?
Was bad as fuck.
Yeah, but she had the spring that you push with your pussy.
That shit was legit,
master.
Though.
The thigh master.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it real? Does it really work? If you sell a thigh master, you should have to show your thighs. Like, let's see what we're working with. Yeah.
Dude, she was hot as fuck back then.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Dude.
Long legs. She was one of the classic stories in Hollywood of negotiations gone sideways.
How so?
She was one of the big stars of Three's Company. And there was some sort of a negotiation that didn't go well. And they removed her from the show. I don't know if she wound up quitting or she wrote out the contract, but
on
at one
Three's
point in time.
Company?
Yeah, at one point in time. The thing had gotten so bad that she was only appearing on the show on the phone. She'd be like on the phone calling in.
What
and talking.
The hell?
Yeah, yeah. It was weird. And then they replaced her. They replaced her with a new girl.
Damn. She tried pulling a ball and move, and Hollywood was like, what?
Yeah, I don't remember the full details. I want to say that it was like a manager decided they were going to play hardball with the network because it was a big hit show.
That's some Roger worked a shit of Hollywood.
Here it is. The crazy story of how Suzanne Summers was fired for asking for equal pay on Three's Company at the peak of her fame in 1980. So I guess John Ritter was probably raking in all the cheese with son.
All the cheese. Can you imagine if they made Three's Company in today's society?
I did.
No way it gets greenlit.
I did an episode of News Radio with John Ritter.
Was he awesome?
Super nice guy. Like, weirdly nice. And people always say that about him.
Yeah, people say great things.
Genuine nice guy.
Dude, how about your boy on your show House of Cards, Kevin Spacey?
Woo!
They say he's super screwed.
Well, you hear what they were saying about the actual set? He would just be grabbing guys' dicks on the set and cornering them and
God, dog, just the ultimate dick diver. Just relax.
Well, here's a little insight into that. His brother did an interview where his brother was talking about, I think his dad raping his brother, like really heavy duty shit. And his brother is dressed like Rod Stewart in the 1970s with crazy hair and some yellow leather jacket with rings on and shit, or something like just crazy fashion.
Lost his shit.
And you're like, what is going on? You realize, oh, these two probably come from an extremely sexually abusive household. And he was talking about how he thinks that, and I don't know if this is pre or post allegation, because I literally only watched like 2 minutes of it. I read a little bit of it, and I watched 2 minutes of it, and then my little fucking chipmunk brain was like, next thing, please.
Yep. See ya.
And but he was talking about how he thinks that Kevin Spacey became an actor because he hated his life and hated like what he experienced growing up so bad.
So he wanted to be someone else.
He wanted to be someone else.
But goddamn, was he good at it.
He was an amazing actor, but I don't think his brother was. I don't know if they even addressed his sexual abuse allegations.
Damn.
Because like, I didn't really get into it.
That's some heavy shit.
See if you can find it. Dude, scary shit that it went on for so long. This Harvey Weinstein shit is scary, too. You know what I found? You want to see something crazy? Here, I'll send it to you, Jamie.
I'd like to see something crazy.
I found some shit from 1947. Hold on 1 second. I'm going
to... Dude, how ugly are all these sexual predators, too? They're hideous. Like, you're not going to see my boy Costa getting accused of sexual assault. You don't need to, yeah.
Yeah, it's... It is. They are hideous, but it seems like this was what they did in Hollywood, and this is the reason.
It's the culture, right? Like, yeah. These guys are products of the environment because there's a lot.
Right now, Jamie, see, if you, would you be able to put this up?
It's a text or email.
Yeah, a text message.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here, I'm going to send it to you. Because this is crazy. This is from this woman in 1947, and she was talking about this very thing.
Kevin Spacey thing.
What is it?
It's on his brother. Says the price of betrayal and deviancy, how an abusive childhood at the hands of a vile Nazi father turned Kevin Spacey into a, quote, monster whose life was a lie.
Wow.
Damn.
Kevin
man.
Spacey was born Kevin Fowler, grew up in a Nazi support with a Nazi supporting father. Older brother Randy recalls being sexually abused by father Thomas, aged 14, while mother Kathleen turned a blind eye. Oof.
Listen, obviously what he did is horrible and he's a monster, but God, man, you feel bad for him.
You do feel
saying?
Bad. Jamie, look at that text that I sent you. This is from 1947, and it was Maureen O'Hara. And she charged Hollywood producers and directors with calling her a cold potato without sex appeal because she refuses to let them make love to her, says the Mirror New York correspondent. She says, in quotes, "I am so upset with it that I am ready to quit Hollywood," Maureen says. It's got so bad, I hate to come to work in the morning. I'm a helpless victim of Hollywood's whispering campaign because I don't
let
the producer and the director kiss me every morning or let them paw me. They have spread word around town that I... something not a woman. Am not a woman. Then I'm a cold piece, a marble statuary. Wow.
Jesus Christ, man.
So that just shows you
how long it's been going on.
That this is probably what they always did. These fucking...
And there's so many more monsters. Like, these guys are the product of the machine.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're an intern and you grow up seeing that, and then you become some sort of a studio head, and then you see that everywhere around you, and then you're doing it.
Yeah, it's literally the product of the environment. It's like that's the nature of the business, which is horrible to say. And now it's finally out there.
Yeah, the Kevin Spacey thing is crazy. It's
super
crazy because it's all like a lot of 14-year-olds that he was
grabbing their dick.
Shit. Fuck, man.
And then what you see, Harvey Weinstein just looks like pure shit. He tried like going in a disguise at like a sports bar or some shit. You see this?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Sir, you are 6'5", 300 pounds out of shape. Your face is everywhere.
He tried to go into a sports bar with a disguise.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a picture of him at a bar and people are like, "You shitting me? Like, what are you doing?"
He really thought he was going to sneak in?
Yeah, that's like the mountain from Game of Thrones sitting at a bar. We're like, no, everyone knows what the fuck you look like. Look at this.
He wigs out.
He's wearing a wig and makeup.
Let me see it.
Phoenix Restaurant.
I can hardly see that.
It's hard to see.
You sure that's him?
Yeah, that's him.
That picture. Yeah, but that picture looks terrible.
No, it's a horrible picture, but that's
him. It's hard to tell.
He's been in the Phoenix area where he's completed a one-week outpatient rehab program.
Jesus Christ. So
crazy. Bitch, you can't put a hat on and a wig and think we won't notice. Dark shit, man.
Right above it said Johnny Depp to sell homes to pay debt.
Yes.
I still love that guy.
He just goes off.
Yeah, he's just
imagine
going
as
crazy.
Much money as that guy made. He's still just spending it. Could lose homes to repay $5 million loan. Wow.
Just sell one home, son.
But that's not good. That means he doesn't have $5 million to pay a loan. And he has like 14 houses he owns.
Hey, Disney, better strike up another Pirates of the Caribbean.
Can you imagine if you went on just a hurricane ride of cocaine for like 17 years, and all of a sudden you woke up, and you're like, I owe what?
How many houses?
Who fucking let me buy all these houses?
18 houses? Mm. Are you shitting me?
I wonder why he's suing his business manager. It's like, you knew I was on coke. You let me buy 14 houses when I was on coke. God damn it. Poor bastard.
Hey, man.
How many years after retiring from boxing is Floyd Mayweather broke?
The Conor fight alarms me. Five.
Five.
Probably five.
Five. Does he make a comeback fight at like 46?
No. No, that ship sailed.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
Comeback fight at 46.
Nah, it's just too sad. His ego's too big. And the market's not there anymore.
I think he tries to talk Conor McGregor into a rematch. I'm not kidding.
Did you see Conor's statements about that?
No, what'd he say?
He said, I'd beat him in a rematch.
Adorable.
Yeah, I know. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he would have to do something extremely different in his training.
No. He's never beating Mayweather in a boxing match.
Well, he didn't
even
look like he was punching him hard. Right, it looked like he clipped him with that one hard uppercut, but it looks like he was pacing himself and saving his energy.
It's just not the way to go. I get what he's doing, but it's just not the way to go.
Yeah, but if you're making $100 million, it's $100 million. If he could sucker people into doing it again for $100 million,
well, what do you think the UFC is going to have to do to get Conor back? Because Conor had his movie premiere, which I guess destroyed the box offices in Ireland. I don't know how many premieres they have out there, but it's the biggest, most successful Irish movie of all time.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. They asked him, what are you gonna have to do? He goes, oh, I don't have bosses anymore. We have to be partners, which is a legit point.
Yeah, it's a legit point. He's a different business entity. But I think part of the point is going to be that he can't talk about it.
I agree. I think the deal is going to happen, and then you're just like, no, I'm fine, normal contract. Because UFC's like, yeah, we get it, bitch. We're going to give you some money.
There's also the issue, if you're negotiating, that you go public with this negotiation like that. You don't want to talk about that.
No.
I mean, I guess he does for his brand, because it makes him look like a super baller. They've got to pay Conor now. They can't just fucking keep him on the same deal that they had before.
God, do you trust Conor not to say anything?
Well, for Conor, part of his thing is disclosing it. It's part of his swagger. It's how much money he's making.
What makes him Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
He's beating the game, which is
why
we like
the
him.
Game.
Yeah.
It's got to be parody now.
Yeah.
It's got to be, can't be the old deal.
Yeah. It
can't be the old deal.
So you think they give him a part?
I think if I was the UFC, I would do what it takes to be in the Conor McGregor business. Now, I don't know what that means, because I don't know shit about business.
It means you're giving up a percentage of your company.
I think you got to give up a percentage if you want a percentage. Okay? Look at 94% like this movie.
Fucking Friday.
Fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. 94%.
It's out Friday at all the movie theaters here?
I don't know about all, but I think a lot of them probably.
Find those fucking 6% piece of shite. Chase them through the streets of Dublin.
Just 6% of Nate Diaz fans?
Yeah, what is that about? Who are these 6% fucking
haters?
Super haters, right?
Pure haters.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
So you're not getting the Nate fight then if Tony and Conor fight?
Say that again?
You're probably not getting the Nate fight anytime soon.
Because Conor's
team says, too, that Tony's the next fight. Management says that and Dana says that. So what do you do if you're Nate?
I think they don't want to do a Nate fight.
Who does? Oh, you think Conor does it?
I think they think Nate is a big fucking guy. He's long. He's a rough fight. They had
rougher
a real,
than Tony Ferg?
I think they're both rough fights.
They're both. Neither they're one both, of them
neither
fucking
one of
walk
them's
in
a,
the park.
But after coming off of that real hard fight with Nate, maybe he thinks Tony's easier to hit.
No. Although he hit Nate a lot too, though.
Yeah, he did hit Nate a lot. But
and
Nate,
it's at 55. But plus, which is going to get more? What's going to get more hype? Nate.
I agree. But
if Eddie was here, he'd argue.
He'd be going crazy. Tony's a star.
He's a superstar.
Star.
I went, Eddie, you got to relax.
Yeah. But, you know, Eddie trains him. I totally understand.
100%.
Look,
I
honestly want to see each fight equally. I really do. I don't have a favorite. I would love to see Nate and Conor go at it again. I would love to see Conor go at it with Tony. I literally do not have a favorite. I love both of those fights.
What happens if you only get one fight out of Conor? Conor goes, I'm only fighting once.
Tony.
I'm going to let Joe Rogan be the guy who decides. Yet Tony, Nate, or GSP?
Tony. Because we haven't seen him fight Tony before. We've seen him fight Nate twice. GSP is such a long shot, and it's a different weight class. It's 170. I mean, that's all that. I mean, GSP had talked about going to 55 at one point in time. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would take a long fucking time.
From the people who I know who are super close with George, what they want is Woodley and then a super fight with Connor. That's their game plan.
Why do they want Woodley?
70 champ. Mm. You're not going to vacate 85. 85 doesn't make sense.
Dangerous fight.
Hell yeah, but they're all dangerous.
All dangerous.
All of them.
Everybody 170. 85,
that's just unrealistic. That ain't happening. 70 makes more sense.
But look at what Dana said. Don't call him a liar. I'll call him right now. Did you say he's a liar?
Here he hates
me. He said Robert Whittaker.
Here he hates me anyways, so he can't get any worse. So I don't give a fuck. But I think he has to say that. There's a lot of things where, you know, listen, I know he's your friend, but he's also a promoter. He's the best promoter in the game.
Right.
So he has to say certain stuff, so there's just not a Wild West.
Maybe George really wants to fight Robert Whittaker. It's entirely possible. George really likes it at 185. Who knows? I don't know.
Not happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But it's not like
I'll take it.
It's not like I'll take it too. It's not like Dana's word is bond here, where, you know, he hasn't said outlandish shit before to hype a thing.
Let me ask you this: what do you rather see? Do you rather see him versus GSP versus Robert Whittaker, or GSP versus Woodley?
God, that's a great question.
I got my answer.
Yeah, Whittaker, right? It's so fucking exciting because we can knock his ass out.
He can knock anybody out. And he's aggressive, and he's very technical. His striking is fucking wicked. He's wicked.
What would I rather see? Yeah, I'd rather see Whittaker GSP.
Oh, okay.
If I'm on GSP's team, he's fighting Woodley.
Really?
Whittaker ain't a fun fight for him.
I don't think either fight's a fun fight for anybody.
Neither's fun, but at 85, there's a lot of his stamina. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just not fun for him.
Well, it's interesting because Robert Whittaker, the 185-pound interim champ, used to be a 170-pound fighter as well, and he was stopped by Wonderboy.
Yeah, that's true.
But he was draining himself to make 170. And Whittaker, again, we're talking about a 26-year-old guy who, when he changed weight classes, was probably only 23.
Yeah.
Right? It was young. About 3 years ago?
Yeah. His last loss, right?
Yep. Yeah, he just couldn't make the weight. He was just draining himself.
And it's harder to make weight when you're older.
Mm-hmm. And he's pretty fucking stout at 185 pounds. I mean, he's not a small 185.
He's the fastest 85er in the world.
Were you shocked by Musasi, the Musasi fight? Do you think that shows you like how good the Bellator guys are?
Yes and no. I do. I think Bellator's at a level. Certain guys are at a level, but I think Musasi, if he hears the interview, and he was actually pretty funny in it, but he was like, I had one fucking eye, man. I literally had one eye. He closed my eye up, so I was just going off instincts, and Shomenko's very tough, man.
Very tough.
So I have one eye. He's tough. That's what you get.
Yeah, he caught him with one big clanger.
But he was pulling the Brandon Vera where he was like, before he even got there, he was like, I'm going to be champ at middleweight, lightweight, heavyweight. I'm like, whoa.
I think everyone's going to go Thug Rose now. Hey, I just want to be a good person.
God, you can't do that.
I want to be myself.
You can't do that,
can you? I'm going to kick your ass. And she's like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be
thy name. That was some scary shit. We only got room for one Rose.
But she did it, though.
I know, man.
I'm very happy.
Me too. That left hook was filthy.
One of the most intriguing fights on the card to me.
I got to be honest, I've known Rose, and we have a history in Denver, and we have the same coaches, and I love Rose, and I bet on her just because she's such a big underdog. I thought she was going to be a lot of trouble because Joanna's just so goddamn technical.
Yeah.
But I think Joanna didn't respect her, she kind of overlooked her, that championship, you know, those obligations you have as a champion. I don't think people realize what comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people go, I think it was Dana said this, or it was Ron, like, everyone wants to be a champ, you have to do championship shit, which you got to sell the fight. You're the reason why the pay-per-view is selling. There's a lot that comes with that. So, and it's George retired because of it. He's like, dude, I can't relax, man.
Yeah, we don't get to see it very often, too. You know, like, we don't get to see it. We see little clips here and there, but we don't know what their schedule's like. All the phone calls they have to make, all the interviews they have to
Connor talked about
all
it.
Day long.
Remember, he backed out of that when they wanted to do that fight. He's like, no, fuck me. I'm not doing all that media.
That's right.
Remember, you guys are killing me.
They pulled him from the card.
Yeah. He was like, cool. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I need to train. Like, you guys are having me do all this media circus stuff. Yeah. I got to focus on the fight, man.
Right.
And they put him through more interviews than anyone ever.
Of course, because he's
and
the
And that
most
motherfucker's
requested.
Never met a camera he doesn't like. And think about it. He was like, no, I'm going crazy.
Yeah. Remember when him and Aldo, they did that world tour?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Nuts, man.
That world tour was crazy.
How about the Floyd Mayweather tour? That schedule was nuts, and I was just the commentator on that bitch. I was exhausted.
Yeah, how crazy was that tour where they would stand in front of everybody and talk shit?
Like I told them after two cities, it'd be tough for the best comics in the world to come up with new material six nights in a row.
Yeah.
Let alone these two fighters.
Yeah.
Like the first two cities you saw, they had their shit together. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Then after that third one, I was like, what are we doing?
What do you think? Were they selling tickets to that or they were giving it away for free?
I think they were giving them away, but it was packed. I've never seen some shit like that ever.
You were there live, right? How many different ones did you go to live?
I went to all of them except for London.
How many were there?
I went to, I went to Los Angeles, New York, and Toronto.
Damn.
And then they did London. So I went on all.
Damn.
And the biggest one, Toronto, I've never seen anything like it, man.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
People hanging off the rafters to get a piece of them. It was nuts. Scary shit.
There's no one like him. It's weird. You know, there's a lot of great fighters right now, but there's no one that has the same enigmatic persona, this fucking quality that makes everybody want to be around him. No one on the planet. Like, there's no one even a close second.
There's never been a close second, has there?
Nah. No, like, as far as, like, popularity, he's, like, the biggest
by far
combat sports athlete ever. Because who else could go from one sport to the next the way he did?
No, it's just perfect timing, perfect style. But the talent right now at 55 and 70, I was looking at 70. I'm like, oh, my God. UFC is operating at such a high level talent-wise. It's nuts.
Insane.
In certain divisions. Other divisions, it's Jesus Christ, we need some life.
Do you think you could ever talk George into fighting Conor?
100%. I'm telling you, Joe.
Think that can happen at
170? I'm telling you. When I tell you my guys who are super close to George, their plan is Woodley, Conor. Now,
really?
A lot has to happen. And these guys are, you know me, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Woodley, if George comes back and beats Tyron Woodley, first of all, that would cement him as the GOAT.
He's the GOAT already, let's be honest.
Coming back at 36 and winning the middleweight title, moving up 15
finishing
pounds.
Finishing him 15 pounds.
Putting him to sleep. But it's still, like, that's accomplishment GOAT versus, like, technique GOAT. Technique GOAT is Mighty Mouse.
Who's Mighty Mouse fighting?
Nobody.
We always
like
go
that.
Through this.
Nobody like that.
Look at George's resume.
Yeah.
And you're talking about non-USADA days.
It's true.
When it was the wild fucking West.
Well, that's the
creatine. What?
That's a question.
Least of
too.
Our worries.
That's a question.
Hell,
too. About
creatine in the bag.
Well, I got to wrap this up.
Yeah,
tell everybody where you're going to be.
This week, let's see, Thursday I'm in Charlotte. Friday, Saturday, Zany's in Nashville.
Killing it.
Yeah, son. Sunday
Brendan
night.
Schaub killing it on the
Sunday
road.
Night, Columbus. Charlotte, Nashville, Columbus. Let's do this. DFATK.com.
Yeah. I'm at the Ice House Friday night. Pasadena. Two shows. 8 and 10. Almost sold out. Holla.
I love the Ice House.
It's the best. See you guys.